50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
You didn't take any action. You didn't fire anybody. You haven't compensated a single victim. Let me ask you this. There's families of victims here today. Have you apologized to the victims?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people? Mr. Zuckerberg, why should your company not be sued for this? Why is it that you can claim, you hide behind a liability shield, you can't be held accountable?
Hey, look, if the FBI, which you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's a very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it was, it basically fit the pattern.
That the credibility of our top scientists like yourself, and the CDC are being undermined. And until recently, that parts of the administration were calling into question whether people should even follow basic best practices like wearing masks.
The real kicker is right here in the policy where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA.
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
So when Zuckerberg said, quote, basically, the vaccine is modifying people's DNA, it seems pretty clear modifying is synonymous with changing. Again, Zuckerberg would be banned from Facebook for saying this.
We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show.
It is unequivocally false, Senator.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted point blank that they were pressured by the White House to lie to the American people, to censor information to the American people. What else are they lying to you about? You guys keep saying Donald Trump is going to be a dictator, yet your White House has been caught censoring free speech, outsourcing the violation of your First Amendment rights. This was already ruled on by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that the White House colluded with FBI and NIH to censor information across all social media platforms.
Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. He calls for this in the emails. This is already going on. We have the emails, after all. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. When they say open society, they mean global government overrunning your national sovereignty, installing tyranny. And then they start shutting you off economically where you can't operate. Oh, they won't let Christians or conservative groups have 501c3s. They won't let veterans groups have 501c3s. They won't let libertarian groups have 501c3s. They won't let have law enforcement fraternal organizations that are patriotic have 501c3s. First, they won't let you have access to the tax exemption. Then they start auditing you. They start persecuting you. This isn't even about Trump. It's the unified control of the dinosaur media and everyone in lockstep. This is shameful.
You guys know that Meta, Facebook, Instagram, all these platforms, they are the bread and butter of human traffickers and especially illegal border smugglers, right? This is how they coordinated that and TikTok, but we're focusing on Meta right now. You're telling me that the White House has time to reach out and censor stories about COVID-19, vaccines, mandates, or the origins of it, but they don't care and they're turning a blind eye to human trafficking and the facilitation of sex trafficking of minors across the southern border? Because that's essentially, if you take this letter at face value, that's what it means. The White House has enough resources and time to put together, compile people to make sure that you're censored for saying the COVID-19 vaccine didn't work, but they don't care enough to do anything about human trafficking, which I guess is fitting for the Biden regime. They were, after all, the ones who erased the DOJ's kind of subheading and subsection on combating child trafficking, as I reported a few years ago. So I guess that would sort of check.
Why is it the same program all over the world, run by fascists, run by communists, run by corporatists? Because it's a plan to end us, to turn us into animals like factory farm chickens or pigs. And if we act like it, we deserve it.
To you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
First First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It's the live Friday edition coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, August 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. 66 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 33 seconds. The most important election in world history. And then there's the 76 days when he's president-elect, when the globalists of the left and Jamie Raskin and John Podesta have all said they're going to throw the country into civil war conditions, close quote. Aren't they nice people? So 143 days out from the possible inauguration of Trump. All right, I didn't watch the CNN taped interview with Kamala Harris last night. I got up this morning and watched it because I was working till on a film with Mickey Willis till about 10 o'clock last night. But I did watch it this morning, and it is reported by local news that her motorcade was parked outside CNN in Atlanta for 6 hours. And so they reportedly taped for hours and hours and hours and had to approve the transcript from the interview with the campaign of what they would put out, and the White House approved 18 minutes, but CNN, smelling blood in the water, which we're seeing them do more and more, actually, maybe 10% of the time tell the truth now, which is very bizarre. Usually lied 99% of the time, but they actually put out more of the interview than what the Harris campaign said. They said, yeah, we got an 18-minute interview, and they had to approve the transcript. That, they all said that. And then now it's a 27-minute interview. And if I tried to play all 27 minutes and start and stop, it would take 2-3 hours. I mean, everything she said was a lie or a flip-flop. It was just spectacular. And I know the internet, it's trended number one on Facebook, X, you name it. It was just unbelievably ridiculous. And she's sitting there like a ventriloquist doll, basically sitting on Tim Walz's lap. And she looked like she was on Xanax, sunk down in her chair. And at the end, she just goes, I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. I mean, a preschool teacher could not be this stupid and have that job. Yeah, I mean, when you look at her face, she looks like she was in living hell during the interview. She obviously has a phobia about interviews. She has all these weird tics. Meanwhile, you've got Trump doing 2 hour, 13 minute interview with Elon Musk. You've got Trump doing all these live interviews, never misses a beat. He probably does 6, 7, 8, 9 interviews a day that are big, at least 30 minutes long. He does tons of little quick ones everywhere. He's constantly on the telephone with world leaders. He's a complete opposite. Stamina, focus, energy. And then you've got this empty suit ventriloquist doll that sits on Tim Walz's knee. And then he's cut kids' penises off, put tampons in boys' bathrooms, ban Christian teachers from school. He's actually doing that. Let rioters burn down half of Minnesota. Says he lived in China, loves Mao Zedong, took groups of college students there to brainwash him. And the Confucian Society, that's admittedly a communist Chinese operation. So even her handler, I mean, she can't do an interview live. She's been hiding for 40 days. Two or three times she stopped and said idiotic things to a camera on the tarmac. She is dumber than senile, dementia-ridden, rotting Joe Biden. I mean, where do they get these people? There's no way she could manage a hamburger stand. Guaranteed. You could try to train her for a year. A little hamburger stand at the beach with somebody to run the cash register and somebody to cook the hamburgers and fries. A moron could do it. She can't do it. Chuckie Schumer can't even cook a hamburger. And I keep going back to that. I've been around these people. I've tracked them. They're like space aliens, folks. So, but when it comes to putting innocent people in prison, she's really, really, really good at that. So I could easily spend the rest of the show on this. But it's getting the coverage it needs. It really just becomes gratuitous to I mean, do you really want to hear her cackle and then squat down in her chair and tell lie after lie? I mean, I do have notes here that are on each video of what happened in the video. Would you rather me just maybe do 10 minutes and read the notes of some of the lies? Or, okay, we've got to cover some of it. My problem is, if I tried to show you all the new videos in the last 24 hours, since yesterday's show started, of Muslims stabbing, raping, and burning and killing people, without looking, I've got 40 of them or so. I mean, the problem is, if you don't show just even the... That's what got caught on tape. They're just burning everything all over France, all over the Netherlands, all over Sweden, all over the UK. The government's totally cover it up. They arrest you if you cover it in the countries. And then they'll find one white person, maybe once a month, fights back, and it's like, dun, dun, dun. You are evil. I mean, it is just wild. Then we've got all the open border news. It passed the legislature in Sacramento. And now Newsom is under scrutiny. His bill to give $150,000 home loans to illegal aliens heads to his desk. He says he's going to sign it. Colorado Governor Jared Polis dismisses migrant gang takeover of apartments as imagination, despite all the local news stations covering it. Now, that's the first tactic that they use. Remember when Biden stole the election almost 4 years ago? First thing he said was there is no inflation. Then he said it's low inflation. Then he said inflation's actually good for the economy. Then he said it's moderate inflation. Then he said there's high inflation, but it's Trump's fault. And then now they're back to saying they've beaten inflation. That's been the thing. You know, the thing, like Biden likes to say. And it's the same thing with the border. The border's fine. There's no problem at the border. Okay, there is a problem. It's Trump's fault. He won't pass three different pieces of legislation that would legalize all the illegals and open the border. And then Kamala says, I want to open the border. And just because you're illegal, this is a quote, doesn't mean you're breaking the law, close quote. I've got the video. You want to see it? I know you've already seen it. This kind of becomes redundant, doesn't it? It's like stick a fork in it. It's like, speaking of cooking meat, let's say you burned a steak for an hour on a hot flame. It's totally black. It's burned all the way through. You just burn it till it's like white ashes. It's already inedible. It's already totally burned and black through and through. All the grease has dripped out. Your dog wouldn't eat it. If it did, it would die. Do we burn her till she's white ashes? And I guess we do, because there's still a group of people out there, 30% or so of the country, that will buy anything. And they're highly suggestible. They just believe whatever they're told. And they still believe the fake push polls that are published by Harris. They admit are fake in the fine print, that she's, you know, 10, 20 points ahead. And that has some power, because then some Republicans are like, well, we can't vote. Why even vote? She's way ahead. And then you believe when they steal the election that she had a chance of actually winning. That's why they had to get rid of Biden. He's like, well, no one bought that he won the election 4 years ago, so we can't do it again. And we put a new horse in illegally that didn't get one vote in the primaries and then just say, oh, my God, she's unstoppable. Her momentum is just incredible. She has the momentum of a dead snail, which is zero. She has the momentum of a dead cat, which is zero. She has the momentum of, I would say paint drying, but it's got a momentum. She has negative energy. I mean, you look at her in her chair. Oh, I told the truth, Dana. I'm just telling the truth, Dana. At the end, like chirping, I told the truth. I told the truth. When someone ends an interview, I told the truth. I told the truth. And she's obviously on serious sedatives because she's got performance anxiety and she's stupid. That's exactly who you don't want as your president. I mean, can you imagine the world leaders looking at that moron? It's like Trump said about Xi Jinping, particularly. He's fierce, smart, aggressive, ruthless, dangerous. So's Vladimir Putin. Those guys are in charge. And then you have this moron. Literally looks like she's a midget or something. Like she lowered her chair down as low as she could get it. If you were a fly on the wall, you know she wanted to hide, so she just pulls the lever into the chair and drops it down. I mean, this is bizarre. Absolutely crazy. And again, it's in the local news. They were there for 6 hours, reportedly taped for two to give us 26 minutes. Not 18 like it's being reported, because that's what they said it was. Then they demanded to go over the transcript and approve it. CNN said they would approve it, would go along with it, and they didn't. But imagine if they put the 2 hours out. Can you imagine the doozies? So this is beyond hiding in the basement, like Biden did 4 years ago. He at least did interviews, you know, a couple times a week. And he would then, you know, go speak to eight people in a stadium and have circles around it because of COVID, because he couldn't get a crowd. And then at his convention, they had Chevrolet vehicles flashing their lights like they were people. Remember all that mind control? So let me do this. Let me read over some of my notes. Because, I mean, I literally spent an hour and a half today preparing for this. And then I'm up here on air and I'm like, an hour and a half of preparation is like 3 hours of coverage. So we're not going to do it. We just can't do it. There's too much other huge stuff to hit that I'm going to mention coming up. It's all massive. But look at this. Let's have a little fun with this first. Here is somebody who actually would win a debate against her. And remember, Trump is going to be on ABC News. They're going to try to skew it against him with some tricks, but he's still accepting it, going into a rigged game, because he is going to mop the floor with her. In fact, seeing what I saw with Walls and her not getting a teleprompter, I don't know how she does the debate September 10th. That is only 11 days away. And I am savoring this. Are they going to do a cyber attack before then, or launch a war, or a false flag, a mass shooting at some black church or college? I mean, so she can have the moral authority and get in his face and say, look what your supporters did. She's looking for a few zingers, a few liners she can practice, and then it won't even respond to what he's saying or doing. She'll just bring up another topic. That's going to be their only tactic. I thought about it. And they already tried it last night. You know, Dana Bash, who's one of the worst people at CNN, but they've got new management with absolutely no viewers. Their new management said, we're going to try to actually go back to the old CNN with left and right. Still a control paradigm, but at least some debate where at least there's something interesting there. So you'll watch CNN and they'll have four panelists on. The host and three panelists, and the host will be a leftist, and two of their panelists are leftists, but they'll have one milquetoast Republican that'll say, well, you know, she's been in power for 4 years, so why is she saying vote for me for change? And he's just stating something simple in fact, but it's like, whoa, when it's on CNN, you're like, they just said water's wet, and bluebirds fly in the sky. So that's what they're going to do. And I don't see some big scandal they've got on Trump right now. They're trying to say he had cameras at Arlington and some people from his campaign there. That's not allowed. And the Democrat-controlled U.S. Army came out and criticized him. The Democrats do events in Arlington all the time, and they don't call it political, but it is. So they're saying by Trump being there and some of his campaign people being there, which are in his future administration, that it was political when he was invited by the families that his children died and his brothers and sisters died at the bombing there at the Kabul airport during Biden's disastrous snap withdrawal from Afghanistan. He was invited. There was news cameras. But then they choose to go, oh, you got people from your campaign that also took some photos. You're not allowed to. And you look at the wide shot videos, everybody's videotaping. Everybody's got their phones out. But then they can selectively go, oh, you just disgraced the veterans. And they have some leftist veterans group come out and say, this is outrageous what Trump did to the veterans. That's all they got. So in the next 11 days, because this debate will show the world that she has to steal the election, that she'll never win, that she's not ahead in the polls, that it's all a fraud. I mean, already this CNN interview is devastating. But again, it's just, I'm not saying shoot her, it's an analogy, but it's like she's already been shot politically 100 times. She's just a blob of bloody flesh politically. Do we need to see her shot politically, metaphorically, 1,000 more times? But that's what's going to happen in the self-immolation that is this event coming up on the 10th. I mean, I can't wait. It's like Christmas or something's coming. But then I ask myself, this is do or die for them. Are they about to truck bomb a black college or shoot up a black church or something like that and say it's a Trump supporter like 2 days before, maybe on the 9th? Just wondering, because if I was them, that's what I'd do. I wouldn't do that. I'm not immoral, but if I get in their mindset and I can think like them. Or maybe there's a cyber attack before this so they can't have the debate, because I don't believe she agreed to this debate. She cannot they want to control things so much that she tapes for 2 hours. Is there another 4 hours where they go over the transcript and tell CNN what they can do? And then CNN goes, fine, we'll air 18 minutes. And the campaign's like, an 18-minute interview is coming out. We did it. It's like a, you know, kid getting potty trained. I pooped in the potty. I did it. And then it's 27 minutes because they stab her in the back. So remember Miss South Carolina over a decade ago? This is the level of dumb we're talking about with Harris. This woman makes Harris look smart. Here it is.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
That's not even a satire. I mean, that's better word salad than what we get with old Kamala. So let's play a few of these back to back. This is Dana Bash asks Kamala if she has any regrets for lying to the American people about Biden's cognitive decline. No, not at all. She didn't say, I didn't lie. She's such a lightweight. Of course, she did lie and cover it up. She just goes, no, I don't have any regrets about lying. What? I mean, a fifth grade debate class can do better than this. And then Bash says, you've been vice president for 3.5 years. These steps you're talking about, why haven't you done them already? Harris, we had to recover. It's a recap of the Harris interview. Number one, Kamala said Trump is to blame for why she didn't take action on the southern border for 3 years. But remember, she's been telling us that she wasn't the border czar, though. So, but now she is. And now she did a great job, by the way. Kamala says she wants to drill baby drill. Tim Walz says he's proud of his service after getting called out for lying about it. And he diverts into school shootings. Hey, you lied about being in combat. What about school shootings? See, that's what they're going to do during the Trump-Harris debate. He'll be talking about the economy or inflation or the border, and she'll just bring up whatever the false flag is. Kamala says the U.S. needs to close the page on the last 10 years. She was VP for 3.5, and a Democrat was part of that as well, Obama. Kamala says she is proud that she and Biden lowered inflation to a level that is still way higher than before she took office and double what Trump's was, or more than double. Kamala says she has no regrets about covering up Biden's mental decline. I mean, this was a train wreck. Scheduled for 1 hour, tapes for over two, puts out a 27-minute interview, not 18. She gets stumped, quits. CNN won't release a transcript, but Trump is unqualified. And CNN is the legitimate news service. I'm sensing a pattern, says Waffle Ladders. Local news reporting it was parked outside CNN for 6 hours. She's been hiding for 40 days, refuses to do it live, needed her lapdog, Tim Walz, there for emotional support animal. Meanwhile, Trump's last big interviews, 57 minutes Dr. Phil, 57 minutes Theo Von, 2 hours plus with Elon Musk, 1 hour and 11 minutes with Sean Ryan. I mean, she is a moron. So, I mean, look at this, Bash. How should voters look at some of the changes you've made in your policy? Kamala, the most important aspect of my policy perspective and decision is my values have not changed. If she was, if lying and flip-flopping was, and being just an idiot, was an Olympic sport, she would be the greatest of all time. 100 gold medals. Hell, 500 gold medals. I mean, it's just insane. So let's go ahead and play these clips back to back. Here they are.
Vice President Harris, you were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He is so smart and loyal to the American people. And I have spent hours upon hours with him, be it in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president, that dream.
So you have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin.
More clips straight ahead. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, nobody knows who said it because so many people said it. It's really a cliche because it's true. Truth is stranger than fiction. Imagine if you saw a Hollywood movie 10 years ago, 20 years ago, about our current election and all the craziness that's going on and a corrupt Democratic Party trying to put the front runner in prison, making up all this crap. The puppet president can't talk and they call him super smart. He stumbles around everywhere. And then you've got the woman they've replaced him with without any votes is obviously drugged out of her mind all the time and having anxiety attacks on television and can't talk. And they're starting nuclear war with Russia. I mean, I've got a Yahoo News article today. There's a whole bunch of these. It's a talking point. Russia planning to invade 3 more countries. And then you read the whole article. No proof. Nobody saying it, absolute bull. They admit NATO's got 4-to-1 military superiority and nuclear weapons. NATO started the war with Russia. Russia said they were going to invade for years. They didn't stop. And they run these dangerous headlines that Russia's about to invade 3 more countries. It's absolute, total, and complete dangerous crap. But I'll be getting to that coming up. Street thug Putin and his allies consider invasion of 3 more countries. And imagine how stupid they think we are, and I guess some of us are this dumb, that Kamala, again, and everybody knows this, I'm the border czar. The border's totally controlled. There's no problem. I don't need to go to the border. Okay, the border's got a problem. It's Trump's fault because he won't pass an amnesty plan. Anybody can read the bill. Of course Trump blocked that, put his pressure on the Republicans too. How dare them even think about passing it? All three bills were worse than the next, worse than the last. And then she says, I was never the border czar a month ago for 3 weeks. And then now she's the border czar and did the best job and is running TV ads that even ABC News calls out, running video of the border wall saying she built that. I mean, and now I've got all the articles in her statements. She's going to get tough on the border and stop the migrants that they're literally setting up and funding with State Department money and shipping up here with UN NGOs. And there's headlines on Drudge, that's the mouthpiece of the Democratic Party. It doesn't get any worse than that now. It's very sad. But I get it. He obviously sold it to somebody. That's what I was told. And it's like, she's incredible, amazing energy. She moves to the middle. She's way up in the polls. And then you research the polls, they're fake polls. They even admit they are. Trump flip-flops on fetuses. Trump always said, and Ron Paul agrees with this, it's constitutional, send abortion to the states. That's why some states have the death penalty, some don't. It's a state issue. It's the same thing with abortion. And Trump says that he doesn't like abortion after the first trimester. It should be extremely limited. But if the states want to ban it, they can. That's been his policy the whole time. And he got rid of Roe v. Wade like he said he would. They go, oh, he wants to ban abortion. And look, you can say, well, he needs to ban abortion. And I agree, it's murder. It should be. The states should all ban it. But now the spin on Drudge Report is, oh, pro-lifers are mad at Trump. They're not going to vote for him. Oh, so you're going to vote for people that want to kill him at 9 months and sell their body parts? So that's all they've got. Oh, Trump's pro-abortion now, and he was mean at Arlington Cemetery. All crap. All right, play this clip. Then I've got a compilation, and I'm going to go through some more of this and move on because we got too much to hit here to spend all day on Kamala. But I'm really waiting for this debate. Woo! Man, I bet we've got 20 million viewers that night when we simulcast it. I know you're excited, too. You're just like me. You know, I don't do any market research. I don't ever even look at our numbers much. When all the Democrat Party sued me and the think tanks sued me, they're always like, who runs you? Who tells you what to say? Where's your market research? We don't have it. Oh, you're held in default. We know you have this market research and you're crafting everything you say off of secret statistics. Nope, I just say whatever I think's right, and I think you're like me, and turns out most people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you're like me. You don't believe liars. You don't want open border. You don't want World War III. You don't want the dollar devalued. You want industry back in America. You don't want pedophilia taught to kids. You don't want your guns taken. You don't want babies chopped up. You don't want your kids' penises cut off, your daughter's breasts cut off. I mean, it's pretty simple. You don't want poison food. You don't want radioactive garbage dumped in your water. You don't want fluoride in your water. You don't want to be forced to take poison shots. I mean, my job's really easy. I don't need to have a focus group. You're just getting what I think. That's it. I walk in here, I look at hundreds of articles and hundreds of clips, and then I decide what to do. Our guest host, they've had national media call him so many times and say, what's Jones do behind the scenes? What's he tell you to say? They go, nothing. He just likes us. Anybody I like, I just put on the air. Oh, you sound smart. Here, let's just have you on air. Man, I totally agree with you. It doesn't matter. I try to have debates with the left. They won't even do it. But look, I've always been post-left-right. There's still a left-right system. Most people identify things as left or right, and there is a construct of that, but it's limited. Outside of that, there's tyranny versus liberty. There's free market versus communism, and Trump's come out a lot lately and said, this isn't about left and right. He said it yesterday. It's about freedom versus communism. It's about the end of America versus a new renaissance. These are quotes, and that's what it is. It's the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. You want to be surveilled? You want to have your everything you do tracked? You want to be taxed? I mean, Kamala has proposed price controls always destroy the economy. And now she wants a 75% capital gains tax? I mean, that's an emergency brake on the economy. Vivek Ramaswamy is like, that's a recipe for depression. It's not a recipe, it's a guarantee. I mean, 75% capital gains tax? There's one country in the world, it's not communist China, there's one country in the world that has a 75% capital gains tax. You know who it is? You know who it is, right? France. 75% capital gains tax. And all the globalists do is move outside the country, but they want high taxes in the country to destroy the middle class and consolidate the wealth. But I'm digressing. It's just so unbelievable. Do you want a 75% capital gains tax instead of a 20, 25, 30% like we got now? By the way, I don't think there should be any capital gains tax. You already paid taxes on the money you used to invest. I want zero, because all the big billionaires and bankers are offshore, and you look at the statistics every year. Google pays 1% tax. Bill Gates pays no tax. He's on TV going, I don't make any money. I give all my money to charity. Is that why since 2000, when he set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he's quadrupled his wealth? Yeah, the tax-free foundations do all the business and pay zero tax, and then they buy product from his subsidiary companies. Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. Yeah, there it is. The French government introduced a 75% tax rate on high earners. 2013, they've got one on capital gains as well. It's part of the French signature policy. It's been going on for decades. Let's just stop now. I love how the crew just searches what I say. I'm not just trying to sound, people say, this guy just shoots his mouth off. I mean, he's just saying all this crap. You know, he just, oh yeah, right. Yeah, he just knows what the French tax is. Help. Macron just proposed it go up to 90% last month. Look that up. 90%. 90%. And that's what this bimbo, her controllers, are doing. Because all the Democrats, again, have over 75% of the wealth. They've been national studies of Democrat, registered Democrat Party members in America are the richest of the rich, period. And their whole DNC a few weeks ago was about rich white people and the rich Republicans. And they're the richest people out there, and they got most of their money through insider trading and theft and government contracts. So they're the scum of the earth. Sorry, I'm digressing. Here's Dana Bash. How should voters look at some of the changes that you've made in policy? Kamala, the most important aspect of my policy perspective and decision is my values have not changed. Here it is.
Speaking, how should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here, in your policy? Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary?
She's trying to help her.
And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real.
Dana, not Dana.
That it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. We did that with the Inflation Reduction Act. We have set goals for the United States of America and, by extension, the globe around when we should meet certain standards for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, as an example. That value has not changed.
That's actually partially true. I mean, they do want to cut our carbon off and nobody else's and strangle us and make us pay them to literally turn the lights on or drive our car or eat food and be tracked in everything we do. So, I mean, I guess that was a pretty good canned answer. Now, they drilled for days, like they did, for the DNC teleprompter event. But in general, all her values have done is change. So they use the one example. And again, before, she was always wanting open borders. I said, well, at least she's honest about open borders. Now, oh, she was always for borders. She built a wall, and she's going to shut that border down completely. Just as soon as she gets in power, even though she's been the border czar for almost 4 years. Here's a little compilation of some of the highlights, and then I'm going to move on.
During the Biden-Harris administration, there were record numbers of illegal border crossings. Why did the Biden-Harris administration wait 3.5 years to implement sweeping asylum restrictions?
A bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support, and Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border, and because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
Energy is a big one. When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal. And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, sure, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No. As president, I will not ban fracking.
You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed, actually, in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom.
New way forward and turn the page on the last decade of what I believe has been contrary to where the spirit of our country really lies.
But the last decade, of course, the last 3.5 years has been part of your administration.
I'm talking about an era that started about a decade ago.
You have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%.
You were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So you lied to the American people, kept it secret, as if we didn't know he was an idiot and had dementia and a moron. And he's like, nope, not at all. And she, again, guaranteed she's on Xanax or a bunch of Valium. I mean, she is bombed out of her gourd. And I figured it out. She has performance anxiety. She's not just stupid. Dumb as a hammer. So, I want to do an overhead shot for TV viewers. What are you noticing in the video? It all says live. Another giant lie. She's in the building for 6 hours, tapes for hours, goes over the transcript, tells them what they can air. To their credit, they aired about 10 minutes more than what they said they would, or about 9 minutes more. That's not much credit. It's just, and they're saying it's live. It was not live. It was not live. Just they cannot help but twist information. Here's a short clip of local news pointing out that Harris, to have any supporters, has to bust them in. Here it is.
But catch this. It's been since 1992 since a presidential candidate came to Savannah, which was Bill Clinton in the hostess city. Now, at the End Market Arena itself, lines stretched around the venue, as I was just telling you, and people started getting here as early this morning for the vice president. But for those a little further away from the hostess city, shuttles to the rally contained a lot of excitement.
I was in Atlanta, and I heard that the vice president was going to be in Savannah, so I decided to just kind of beeline over here and check it out.
It is
All right, after going through all that, everybody deserves a little fun. So she's got a new accent. Kamala has a new accent when she was in Georgia yesterday, another fake accent. She's got fake black accents, fake southern accents, fake northerner accents, fake California. I mean, God knows what she actually sounds like. And also, McDonald's keeps very good records on their employees. She never worked for McDonald's. Of course, that's another lie. Tim Walz never got the Better Business Bureau Business Chamber of Commerce Award. That was a lie. He was never in combat. That was a lie. Just pure lies from liars. So let's play that little short clip of her new accent. Then I want to play this clip, White Dudes for Kamala Harris. It's pretty hilarious, particularly for TV viewers. You can see it. It may not make much sense for radio listeners, but it's pretty funny. Here it is.
And I will tell you, when we get this done together, my friend, and when I am president, I will take on the bad actors to exploit a crisis. Hold on. You know what? Here, hold on. Here's the thing. The courts are going to handle that. We're going to beat them in November. We're going to beat them in November. Okay? We'll beat them in November. We'll handle that. And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
What the hell?
Hey, sweetie. Why don't you bring that juicy ass over here and hop in Daddy's new whip?
Excuse me?
Who's talking to me?
Oh.
Well, you just gonna stare at these daddies, or you wanna rip off that top and hop on in here?
That is not okay. You don't talk to people like
that. I've never been more ready.
White Dudes for Kamala. A bunch of Tim Walls, Tampon Tim. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've spent too much time on her. We've got more of the ridiculous clips on InfoWars.com. But that is enough of that for the day. We have The Economist Armstrong, who's warning of civil unrest and civil war basically being a certainty, coming up in the third hour. But in the next hour, we're still a ways off from that, I've got some newsies here on the border. The Pope has outdone himself again. He came out yesterday and said it's a sin to not bring any illegal aliens and flood Europe with Muslims. And, of course, the Vatican won't take one of them. And now the Vatican has taken down B.C., A.D., before Christ, after the death of Christ, and now before Common Era. He's a social justice warrior globalist, folks. He's not a Catholic. He's not a Christian. He's not a Pope. And this is all the major institutions seized by these people. That's all coming up. Also, supervillain Brazil judge freezes Starlink financial assets, a whole other company, not X, after threatening X for allowing free speech. And now they're saying they want to charge Elon Musk with obstruction of justice. And you know, if he lands in Brazil, they're going to arrest him. That's guaranteed. And it probably, if he lands in the EU, and I'm glad my report I shot on that 2 days ago has got about 5 million views, warning Elon Musk not to go to Brazil or the EU, but I think he doesn't need me to warn him to do that. But that just shows you the climate with these desperate tyrants. And that dovetails with this video coming up. Berkeley's law dean of their law school, the Constitution is undermining democracy. You know, that's actually true. And I'll talk about that next hour. In fact, I'm going to do that first next hour. Because this is a big deal to understand. And Trump says democracy, and RFK says it, it's a nice buzzword. And it means, you know, in general, kind of in the nomenclature of the politically ignorant, it means people rule or something for the people. The people are in charge. People are in charge of America, but a little d constitutional republic where there are rules in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, where you cannot take the minority's rights. If 51% vote to disarm the other 49, can't do it. If 51% vote to make black people slaves or white people slaves or make whites pay reparations where they've done nothing wrong or blacks, you can't do it. So there's a big difference. So it's true. The Constitution stands in the way of pure democracy. I'll get more into that coming up. Pure democracy was, you know, first in one of the many experiments they did in the Greek islands. And it was, well, I'll tell the story coming up. It's history. It's a fact. And I don't think you'd like this democracy. I certainly don't think I would. Oh, they routinely would vote and just kill whoever they wanted. They would have vote with black stones and white stones, and then they throw you off a cliff. How's that sound? Oh, we don't like your philosophy. We don't like how you're dressed. We're just going to vote and kill you. That's democracy. The mad howl of a pure democracy is extremely important to understand how dangerous it is. So that's coming up with more detail. We also have a lot on how they're attacking Trump and what Harris is actually standing for. We've got the continued attempts to expand the ongoing war in Europe. Also, gamblers have another interesting reaction to Kamala Harris's appearing on camera. And now all the major bookies, who are basically always right, they have the highest rating of accuracy, like 99.9%, they have the odds against Kamala, and they're growing. That means if she's able to steal it somehow, whoever bets on her is going to make even more cashola. And that ties into this extremely important border news, how the migrant crisis drained $150 billion from taxpayers in a single year, and now New York spent $3 billion this year on illegal aliens. They're set to spend $5 billion in 2025. And they're taking over the school gymnasiums, the football fields, everything for the precious illegal aliens. Your kids don't need that for school. They can go hang out with the gang members. They don't need to go play sports. All right, we're going to start the next hour here on this live Friday transmission. Please remember that I'm not backed by the globalists or big money. I'm backed by you. So I try to bring you great products you're going to love, so you want to order them again, and we form a great relationship together. I treat you like I want to be treated. We have supplements that will blow you away at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality CBD gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture for inflammation and for mental clarity and focus. It doesn't have any of the HTC in it. It does the opposite. It's amazing. It's so good for your whole body. Anti-cancer, you name it. That's in the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Turmeric 95, the Nitric Boost, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Obviously, we have the, which is running out, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the 1,000 milligram Vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. So incredible for your whole body and immune system. The Ashwagandha. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The prostate support, the nerve renew, the good night's sleep, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and that makes us able to operate, plus their great products. Please make the decision to stand with your own freedoms, your own future in America, and InfoWars. I want to thank all of you that have. Encourage those that haven't. Check out InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fake polls. You know, the scientific ones, they're pretty accurate when you look at a whole aggregate of them within plus or minus 3-4 points. But the betting market in the last 60 years has been over 99% accurate, and they say Harris for months has been behind Trump. Now she's sinking even faster. We join a whole bunch of radio stations, 300 plus stations that don't carry the first 5 minutes. We go to break here in a few minutes. And we're going to come back and break all this down. So much key news straight ahead. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You're the Paul Revere. So everybody else you know, tune in. And remember, staying in communication during a crisis is paramount. I was literally digging around for the 2 or 3 satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready, and that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is they're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool, secure encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team. The guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a baby stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in D.C. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's at the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector, when it comes to family members.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Economist with one of the most accurate prediction rates out there. He is saying basically certain civil unrest, probably what you call civil war conditions, the Democrats are openly saying they won. Whether Kamala steals the election or whether Trump wins, he's going to be joining us to talk about that, the economy, in the next hour. But you know what? I got a lot of news to hit. In fact, too much. But I'm going to go through a lot of it and breaking news as it goes up on Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com here on this live Friday edition. But let's open the phones up. Let's open the phones up specifically on Kamala's canned taped interview where she sat there like a ventriloquist doll on Tampon Tim's lap and flip-flopped, flip-flopped, double, triple flip-flops, and then lie, 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 lie. And the one truth, yes, I've been consistent. I want to cut off the energy of the U.S. and have carbon taxes and destroy our economy. Like, wow, she told the truth. Broken clocks are right occasionally, at least twice a day. Though I didn't find her tell the truth twice. I've watched it several times. So I want to open the phones up for first-time callers, give you a chance to get on the show. That means if you were a first-time caller, got left on hold, that happens occasionally. Though I'm doing a better job of getting to every call. Like yesterday, the day before, we left a few calls on hold, so we want to call them back. If they wanted to be called back, that's fine as well. I want to open the phones up right now and take your calls on election 2024 and on Kamala's lack of performance last night. Now, I look at the different international and national betting systems and bookies around the world, and most of them have Trump a little bit ahead of Kamala. But if you go back a few months ago, she was a little bit ahead of him. But now with the new booking numbers that came out and Breitbart's reporting on it, Red State's reporting on it, and it's way more accurate than the polls, though they're political as well and lean left. That's where all the big money is. Trump went up even more in the few bookies that had her still dead heat or tied to the lead, and in some of the others, he's now tied with her. But in most, Trump is ahead of Kamala. Betting markets dump Kamala Harris after CNN interview. That's Breitbart. Gamblers have another interesting reaction to Kamala Harris's appearing on camera. They talked to the biggest bookies, and they said it was just a horrible performance. And that is exactly what it was. So their job is not to get her where she actually wins, but to where people plausibly can believe she won, and there's plausible deniability that she stole it. And because of Georgia and Texas and Arizona and Nevada, despite the fact that Democrats control many of those states, like Nevada and Arizona, in the courts they've been very successful at proving dead people out of district and illegal aliens are on the voter rolls and have been voting, and Gallup and Rasmussen and others have been done big national surveys and found upwards of 14% of the illegals they questioned said they'd voted, and they're finding up to 10%, depending on the districts, of illegals that did vote, or 10% of the vote. So this is really baked in, the fraud, and that's why Trump's got to have a big lead. But you can't believe the polls because, again, they oversample Democrats, they call known Democrats, they call people with landlines in a lot of these. Who's got landlines? Super old people. Most folks don't want to say they support Trump because of the stigma that they might get attacked. That came out, of course, 2016. We saw that. Trump won by a bigger margin in 2016. That's why the fraud didn't work. He did win by less in 2020 from the numbers I've seen. That's why they were able to steal it. So I've made that statement 1,000 times. All the voting experts agree with it. That's where we are. So right now, Trump lost Georgia by 6,000, 7,000 votes. Michigan by, what, 11,000. Arizona by just a few thousand as well. They're not going to be able to pull this off this time. And that's why they're going to try to kill Trump again. That's why they tried to kill him on July 13th. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we'll take your calls on last night's lack of performance, anything else election-related. And that is a big, wide field. What will the black swans be? What tricks do the globalists have up their sleeves? False flags. What would those false flags be? I really love hearing from you. 877-789-2539. And the listeners tell me on the street, hey, more calls. We like the calls. Well, I do too. So that's where we are right now. 877-789-2539 on this Friday, August 30th, 2024 edition of the Alex Jones Show. All right. Going back to this, I mentioned it, but I want to drill into it now because it's a big deal. You know, back when they stole the election almost 2 years ago from Bolsonaro, scientific polls had him, and he won in every district but the capital city by 5 to 6 to 7 points, some areas 10, 20 points. But in the magic most populous city, actually it's not their capital, Brasilia is their capital, but it's small, in the main city of in the most populous city of Brazil, Lira won by a huge margin that was magically just able to beat the populist Bolsonaro, who could get 6-7 million people in the streets, and then Lula would have his biggest rallies and maybe 500,000, 1 million would show up. And I knew then the State Department had been working with the communist to beat Bolsonaro, and they used the same tactics that have been indicting him, and they took him off the ballot. He can't run for 8 years, the Supreme Court said, and you've got this particular Supreme Court justice that runs the show who is just ridiculously tyrannical. And so he's been telling secretly, it came out a month ago, that if, I know most of you know this, for those, then I'll recap it, that the owner of X, Elon Musk, must secretly, they sent him communiques, give them the names a day of thousands of people that were criticizing the government so they could go arrest them. And Elon Musk said, I'm not going to do it. And then a couple weeks ago, they said they were going to arrest the staff and legal staff in Brazil of X. So Musk said, we're stopping having a presence in Brazil, and we're going to pull out, but still it can get into the country. And so now, a few days ago, the government, the judge, the tyrant, more powerful than the current president that stole the election, the communist, Lula, said, okay, well, if you don't bring your company back into my jurisdiction, we're going to build an electronic firewall like China and try to block X inside the country. So good luck with that. It's taken the Chinese trillions of dollars to be able to finally, you know, get that partially in place. So they're really setting up a true tyranny there. But now they've gone pure totalitarian, because the way the law works all over the world, you can't have Starlink, that is another company, and then because he doesn't like X, the judge has now seized the assets of Starlink to punish Elon Musk. How one Brazilian judge could suspend Elon Musk's X, AP. And you read the corporate media, they're very supportive of this. Like, Elon's making fun of this honorable man who literally looks like Nosferatu and wears Count Dracula outfits and runs around on TV with a giant flowing cape twice the size of Darth Vader's and flaps his cape around. Supervillain Brazil judge freezes Starlink financial assets after threatening X for allowing free speech. How one Brazilian judge suspended Elon Musk X. In absence of representatives for the X network in Brazil, the STF blocks financial resources from Elon Musk Starlink. And then there's big articles here in the Financial Times of London, and boy, that's the establishment mouthpiece of establishment mouthpieces. The discreet U.S. campaign to defend Brazil's elections. Now, I told you this back at the time, and here's some of the articles that came out after that, but now new documents have come out that the CIA and State Department are directly working with Lula and the communist and this Dracula LARPer, or cosplayer, and it's the Biden administration doing this. So it's the exact same tactics. You could see that. I knew the history, so I called it exclusive. Reuters report, CIA chief told Bolsonaro government not to mess with Brazil's election. Sources say, oh, like Bolsonaro was going to mess with the election. Oh, see, he's the bad guy. And now Mike Benz has released the documents. The U.S. State Department in massive favors and leverage personal connections to build voting machines for Lula, aligned Brazil officials. And then the CIA warned Bolsonaro not to mess or cast doubt on all the new U.S. State Department secured voting machines determining his election. Here it is right here. So, I mean, I laugh at this, but this is not funny. This is very sad. Elon Musk retweeted it and said, this is very, very interesting. So that's how they operate. Oh, we've shipped some special voting machines down there for you. And we put them in and paid to have them put in. Showing Bolsonaro didn't have control of the country. He was just the president. He had executive power. He tried to block force injections, the rest of it. And now they're indicting him for his wife having a necklace somebody gave her. And he falsified his vaccine card so he could fly. Sounds like a good guy to me. I mean, oh, he should have just rolled up his sleeve for the Moderna or the old Pfizer injection. So they've arrested the head of Telegram, lured him there with Macron saying he wanted to have dinner with him. Telegram's bigger than X worldwide in actual reach. It's not very powerful in North America. So I'd say X overall is more important, but Telegram is one of the only other independent big tech outfits that were building their own financial system, their own cryptocurrency. This definitely threatened the system, and so now you've seen what has happened there. Now I want to get into this, and we'll go to Larry, Logan, Lance, Aaron, Noah, Forrest, Max, Dallas, Stephanie, Mary, and Greg, and that'll be the calls we get to this hour. We'll get to every one of you. Those are 11 calls, but we'll stop there because I have a guest coming up next hour. But because I said I would get to it, let's hit this right now. This is the type of crap that they have on MSNBC. And it's deceptive, but at the heart, it's true. But not the way they spin it. So the Berkeley law dean, the head of their law school, says the Constitution is undermining democracy. Now, if you go back to the different democracies they tested thousands of years ago in Greece, 25, 2600 years ago, 2200 years ago, they had different tests. The first one was where they would, I forget the particular, I think it was Athens. Guys, look up the first Greek city-state that tested democracy, the first Greek state with democracy. I think it's going to be Athens. But just check my memory because it gets foggy. I haven't read over that information in decades. But We'll see if it's accurate, but it's well known. Yeah, it was Athens, because that's where the main philosophers were. They were throwing them off the cliff there. I forget the name of the cliff. So they said, hey, let's have only the landowners and the rich. So first it was just the rich, the gentry, the noblemen. Let's have it where you have a urn. Yeah, it was Athens. Athens is considered the first Greek city to have democracy. Okay, so I'm making sure my memory's still on target. Because it used to be photographic, it's faded some, so it's like 97% accurate now, so I got to double-check everything. So, they would have a big urn, two big urns. They'd have a black urn and a white urn, and they would have black stones, and they would have white stones. And so they would go put them in the two urns, and then they would count those. They'd dump them out, everybody would watch, and they'd count them. And the most common thing they did was, okay, this guy, this philosopher, because they were all about ideas, said something we don't like, so he's ordered either drink hemlock or we're going to throw him off the cliff if he refuses. And then they would order the guards to throw him off the cliff. It was like a 500-foot cliff. And I've actually visited. It's really cool. But so that's what goes on. And they just grab you and throw you off the cliff. And if you were manly, you just drink the poison. Here, drink the poison. You die in 10 minutes, or we're going to kill you ourselves. Now, that's a pure democracy. And the founders talked about the mad hell of democracy, mob rule being one of the worst things. So you vote in a pure democracy that 51% votes against the 49, or maybe it's 55 against 45, that we're going to cut the penises off all the boys. That's what the left's trying anyways. And then, oh, it's democracy, we do it. Or, hey, blacks are two-thirds human, so their votes don't count as much. Or crap like that. So in a pure democracy, that's what you can do. You can say, well, we didn't follow it at first. And that's why the courts over the years got more and more to follow it. So that's why a pure democracy is so dangerous. And that's why historically, any country that tries it turns into a French Revolution situation very, very quickly, where one mob outvotes the other mob, another mob outvotes them, and then it creates hell on earth. So it's true. The Constitution stands in the way of the communists brainwashing a bunch of people and promising them free stuff. And then, of course, they never give them a bunch of free stuff. The communists just go over and take over the mansions and the companies and the businesses and loot them. And they don't know how to run them, so it all falls apart. And then society goes over a nosedive into collapse. And so that's democracy defined. Pure democracy is a tyranny of the majority. A republic has guardrails and protects minority rights, and everybody has the same rights. You're not all equal in that you're all as smart or all have the best genetics or all as wealthy or all have the best position or best chances, but you've got a shot at it and you've got basic rights that can't be violated. You look at the left, that's all they're doing is violating it. Taking all your real basic rights that they didn't give you, that God gave you, but that the Bill of Rights Constitution enshrines and defends. So they're obliterating all the real basic rights to privacy and to travel and to your body and to not be in a war, you know, all that stuff, and to your speech. While telling you, oh, you have a right, though, to cut your son's penis off, or you have a right to have two men to have a baby, or a man can be in a prison with women and get him pregnant saying he's a woman. You have all these cuckoo rights that don't matter, and 50 genders, but you don't have the real basic rights. Like having a secure border. That's in the Constitution. One of the few things the feds are supposed to do. So here is a clip, and we'll go to break and come back with all your calls very, very quickly. And then Martin Armstrong's coming up. You don't want to miss it. But here is the professor.
The political divide is wide, with both sides of the aisle believing a win for their opponent could doom the country. But the dean of Berkeley Law School argues it's not just politics, but America's founding document, the Constitution, that needs a bit of an overhaul. Joining us now is Dean Erwin Chemerinsky. His new book is titled No Democracy Lasts Forever, How the Constitution Threatens the United States. Dean Chemerinsky, thanks for being with us this morning. So how, in your view, does the Constitution that this country was built on and has been for nearly 250 years is a threat, actually, to the country?
Choices that were made in adopting the Constitution have come to haunt us. The Electoral College increasingly is choosing the president who lost the popular vote. two senators per state.
Look at this kook ball.
Undermining democracy.
Reading off a commie script.
Session of Congress, there were 50 Democratic senators and 50 Republican senators.
This is a direct attack on the Republic.
Senators represented 42 million people.
This is tyranny.
Life tenure for Supreme Court justices is increasingly problematic. For much of American history, the tenure for Supreme Court justice was an average of 15 years. Since 1970, it's been 27 years.
By the way, stop him. I want to say one more thing about Greek history. And it's so complex and huge. I'm just giving you a quick snapshot, just stalled. So to get the actual details perfectly, go research it yourself. I'm just giving you from memory. You just saw I got the other thing from memory right, but it gets, I mean, literally dozens of city states, different governments all the time. But the original tyrants in Greece, where the word comes from, being terrible leader in Greek, Tyrannus, were pure democracy. So first they did it for the rich people, and it was horrible. Then they did it where the general public, the fishermen, the farmers, everybody got to vote, and they would always vote in a tyrant who would then rob all the wealthy and middle class, and things would collapse. So that's why history is so important, because it repeats. Let's continue with this dangerous person.
Seven, but they've become much more salient in recent years.
Professor Chemerinsky, I understand, this is Gene Robinson, I understand that there are lots of outdated pieces of the Constitution. There's also some really good stuff. I think it is probably true that the founders would be astonished that we haven't altered the Constitution to fit our present circumstances. On the other hand,
they've altered a bunch.
In the real world, how wouldn't it be madness to try to change the Constitution at this point, when the country is so polarized, so angry, and so unable to agree on anything? All those foundational principles, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom, you know, our freedoms, would be in jeopardy, it seems to me.
You're right. The country is deeply polarized, and that in itself is a threat to democracy. Our government has lost the confidence of the people.
Yeah, because you're lying sack of crap.
In 1964, in a Pew Research
Survey,
we're
away to you. It's not balkanized.
77% of the people.
It's not polarized. We hate you.
Last October.
We're winning.
It was 20%. In the book, I argue that much that's wrong with the government can be fixed by statute. It also can be fixed by constitutional amendment. And I say, rather than a series of constitutional amendments, isn't it time to start thinking of a new constitution?
Yeah.
Isn't it absurd?
They're getting ready to pack the court, everything.
By a constitution written in 1787 for a small, agrarian, slave-owning society? Yes, you're right, of course. There's much in the current constitution to keep. And you're right.
That's enough. That's why they want to get rid of the statues and get rid of the flags. They want to get rid of the whole country. They're attacking the basis of the country that was the apple of the eye, the model for the world. They want to replace it with BlackRock and a social credit score, tracking everything you do with no freedom. And a bunch of just liberal leftist talk. We're going to break. We're going directly to your calls when we come out. Please get incredible products that are game-changing, will enrich your life. Trust me, go try them. And it keeps us on air, a win-win. We can't keep going without you. We need your support. Plus, these are amazing products. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, for all the toothpaste, the nanosilver products, the iodine products, the Next Level Foundational Energy. That's not a stimulant, but has that effect with no letdown. It's game changer. Next Level Foundational Energy, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Sleep Aid, Rocket Rest. It's all there. The Shroom Force for mental clarity in your immune system. It's all there. drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world,
A daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Back live, economist Martin Armstrong has warning, and he's very accurate in the past, regardless of who wins, he sees civil unrest, civil emergency, and the potential of civil war, but he sees civil unrest. That's what they're cooking up. That's coming up. But right now, let's rampage through your calls in the order they are received. Larry in Wisconsin, you're first. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? I hope you're well.
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to promote a couple of your products. GX2, premium. I mean, utterly premium. The cognitive effects alone are more than worth it. The nitric boost, I have cardiovascular disease. My cardiologist says really good stuff. And the turmeric, it's awesome.
Thank you.
It takes a lot of my pain away. Okay, now, I like to get to business here. Concerning not only this election, elections in the past, and future elections, here's the deal. This is reality. Due to the iniquities of this country, evil princes have been delivered unto us. Now, that's from the Word of God. it shall continue until his people repent. And to this point, we have not. So therefore, more evil princes will rule over us. So we're kicking the bricks on that part. There's nothing we can do about it. That is a spiritual mandate that is directly from God. Okay? But with that being said, we as believers should never, ever get on our knees to these people. They are evil. They work for their father, the devil. And, well, the only thing we can do is continue to hold the light to the darkness, and you guys are the best at it. You, Owen, Harrison, I mean, InfoWars is awesome. You guys are holding
well, let me just say, Larry, you're awesome. You're thanking me. Thanks for getting the products. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your word of mouth. You're just as important as we are, and in the aggregate, the listeners and viewers are way more important. Thank you so much, sir. We got to move quick to get everybody. I can talk to you all for hours. Logan in Georgia, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
Oh, right, yeah. It's, you know, I agree with him, but, you know, I can only say for me, it's truly kind of like America first. You know, you just worry about your local community, and that's how these things are kind of won as far as elections go. And, I mean, that's how you take over a cartel. You go in, you find a small group of people, you build them up, they go in, take out the big guys. But, I mean, you know, Kamala came down here and to the Savannah area, and you can see a ton of Trump supporters out there just shooing her away. I mean, I heard she even had to stop one of her campaign stops. She ended up missing because too many Trump supporters. But, you know, everywhere she goes, it is terrible. But another thing, some of these attacks they might be doing as far as, like, the phones, I wonder with the sat phones, because, I mean, there is a way to tie up every phone line. I mean, it's called a war dialer, and they have, I don't even know where these things are now, but they were crazy back in the day, but you can tie up every phone line in the USA, and I mean, it's game over. So, it's curious. I don't know if you've heard anything about how they might do a black swan or anything like that, but...
Well, I mean, the FBI forecasts what the deep state's going to do. They say, oh, there's going to be big cyber attacks during the election to take out the voter roll databases so we can't tell who's an eligible voter. That's exactly where they would hit us, having illegals and folks vote in the names of dead people. But I think what the last caller was saying is the best change happens from the inside out. Some change you can, you know, make happen on the outside, but first you've got to get your own house in order. And the Bible tells us, and history proves it's accurate, that If we become decadent slobs and don't care, evil will take over. Great points. Thanks for the call. But people are waking up. People are repenting. So it's a real spiritual battle. The war is the most intense it's ever been right now. Lance in South Carolina, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're a great American.
You are.
You certainly have pledged your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor. We certainly look up to you for that. The Dominion lawsuit with Fox, I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
And Fox settled that pretty quickly.
Yeah, $700 plus million. Rupert Murdoch fell on his sword politically to do that on purpose to then discredit Trump, and he was paid back other ways. Total insider. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I mean, what I'm saying is if you recall, discovery on that lawsuit would have been wonderful because they could have had Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and the HBO team that put those documentaries together.
Do you know who then and now is doing those main voting machine and that voting machine companies set up of the computers and the voting machines and their cloud? It's Huawei, the communist Chinese. Can't make that up.
Huawei. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, it looks like you're already on top of that little theory. I had floated that 4D chess theory to a few of my friends. They were like, that's probably exactly what happened. But I just think these, as long as we're using computers, Elon had a tweet the other day, as long as we're using computers, we don't have real elections.
Well, that's right. You need to have it paper ballots, then it's counted in front of everybody at the precinct, then that's put on a board, and then everybody can see it, and it's totally transparent. It's easier than the computers and the machines. They make it more complex. That's why they want AI in full control and voting from your phone. Absolute scam. Great points. God bless you. Aaron in Texas, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
From Nacogdoches, Texas.
Welcome.
Long-time listener. Anyway, I just wanted to hit a couple points. First one being how COVID is just spurred up all of a sudden here, especially in Texas. I'm sure it's doing it everywhere else, but right here before the election, stirring that up again. And then kind of wanted to hit on Kamala and the debate. I mean, do you think they're going to try to spur something up to, you know, derail the debate coming up?
Well, that's what I mean. This is so important. She's already destroyed, and this will be obvious to the whole world. She can barely talk. That I don't see how they have the debate. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance they'll pull something to cancel it, or so she has or some horrible thing they can blame on Trump or his supporters so she can have zingers. But let me go back to what you just said. I had dinner with a very prominent, well-known scientist last night, and Mickey Willis and some other folks, and we were out till about 11 after we did some shoots, and he's going to release information soon that's already on record, but he's collated it all, and it goes into the different types of things that are done with white blood cells. And I've also played the clips many times of Pfizer scientists, Moderna scientists, and the head of the British program with their shots, which is the same shot. I forget his name, Bainer. Pull it up. We played it like 20 times over the years. He's in a white lab coat in Canada, but he runs the British operation. And he explains, after your first shot, it turns off the white blood cells partially. Doesn't kill them like HIV, the T lymphocytes, but it turns off the killer Ts that get programmed by the T lymphocytes. So the generals are the T lymphocyte that program and give off the chemicals and orders to the main white blood cell army. That's when you have a cut or something's infected, pus comes out. That's white blood cells, troops flooding the zone, destroy the viruses and bacteria and to carry everything out of the body. The lymph nodes as well. But the Pfizer and Moderna shots, the same shot, just Moderna's three times stronger, about 3.3 times stronger. It goes in about the third shot. It totally turns off. Now we're 4 years in. None of them turn back on so far. Your white blood cells. So even those white blood cells die and your bone marrow produces more, they are turned off. And so any new virus, either lab-made or natural, that your body comes in contact with, your immune system is already turned down. But if they add the spike protein from HIV that was grafted on to COVID-19, that's why we know it's man-made. That's an admitted fact, you know, back of the science reports, but you know that came out months into it in 2020. Now it's all confirmed in triplicate. You put a spike protein on a regular cold or flu or something else, you don't have to weaponize it in that it's been souped up. That's Dr. David Bauer. That new virus comes in with a spike protein, your body is trained to turn off even more when it sees the spike protein. So it does the opposite of what a regular vaccine is supposed to do, make your body recognize the pathogen, so it attacks it. They give you a dead or attenuated pathogen. Instead, your body turns off with regular viruses or manufactured viruses even more if the spike protein is attached. And this is all confirmed, but there's about to be a big report, leave it at that, coming out with all the documents and all the, you know, evidence laid out. But what I just laid out is a giant bombshell. So, anybody ever heard of us having a worse flu or cold season in the summer? Not in hundreds of years. It's never existed. A summer cold is very rare. Now it's worse in the summer than in the winter because they've turned people's immune systems off and they've got on the shelf a whole bunch of souped up systems with the spike protein on them. What do you make of them apples, Aaron?
Yeah, that is a bombshell. That's insane. I just think it's just real convenient how it all just happened, you know, right before, you know, the biggest election of our entire life.
Oh, they got bird flu. They got monkeypox. They got all the mosquito crap. They got HHH. Yeah, all this scary stuff. They're already doing lockdowns in Massachusetts and California. Absolutely. God bless you, brother. Thanks for the call. Let's put the doctor up. He heads up the British agency that does all the recommendations for the poison shots. Here is the scientist bragging, and this is 3+ years ago, right when they were rolling the shots out, about what a great business system it is to turn off your white blood cells. I'm going to say it again. A vaccine that turns off your immune system. I thought a vaccine turns it up. See, but it's so hidden in plain view. It's so preposterous. People go, well, that can't be. That can't be. Here it is.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
So the gold standard antibodies your white blood cells release are turned down and off by this. So since you won't have an immune system, you'll need constant new shots that turn it down even more. What? He's like saying, because you don't want to cut yourself shaving, you want to put your head in the guillotine and cut your head off. Or you don't want to burn your finger on the stove, so pour gasoline all over yourself and light yourself on fire. You don't want to die of alcohol poisoning, so drink 14 bottles of vodka in one day. You don't want to hurt yourself with a gun, so shove it in your mouth loaded and pull the trigger. You don't want your newborn baby to drown, so throw it off a cliff into the Atlantic Ocean. You want to hear that clip again? No, no, let's go to your calls. But this big news is about to break, and it's already confirmed in there, but I'm going to say it again. Perfect. The communist Chinese and the Russians and everybody, they didn't take these shots that turn off your immune system. Oh, they didn't take one shot in China. You see, oh, and now China can release this, working with Bill Gates. He's one of their agents. And they're all fine, and we have the binary weapon where we're already turned off. Now they give us a new virus with a spike protein. It kills us, but it won't kill them. They won't even get sick because their immune system blocked it. See, instead of making a deadly virus that actually kills you, they just turn your immune system off where a regular virus will kill you. Comprende? Comprehenda? Let's talk to Noah in Colorado. Noah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to let you know that you, your crew, and your family are in our prayers every day. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for keeping me in attack formation. You're the reason I'm still on air. I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to touch on a sentiment that a lot of your longtime viewers are probably feeling right now and offer some advice and get some from you. So I woke up in probably 2016, and by 2020, I was marching next to you in Atlanta at the Stop the Steal rally, and now I'm running for local office. But that was a long road to get to that point. A lot of people are starting to wake up right now. And the panic that they're, when they are seeing reality, is causing a sense of hopelessness. And for people who've been listening for a while, we know what time it is. But what do you suggest we can offer for these people to do outside of, you know, spreading the information, supporting the counterculture and parallel economy, as well as learning to grow your own food and water sourcing? What physical steps can people who are just waking up this late in the game enact to be able to have the most impact? You know, is it poll watching or protesting? What's your take on it?
You know, I could talk for hours about this, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot a 10-minute special report today after the show that will air on the show next week that I'll put on X today, where I talk about what the average person can do, because in the time we have, I can't do it justice. But let me just say something really important. I had a 2.5-hour dinner last night with some really smart folks, and we were talking about different tactics to wake people up and get them to take action. And I said, I just don't go with tactics. I just go with the information and how I feel about it. Because the debate was, do we optimistically say we're going to win and have a sense of positivity so that people that are followers understand that and get on the bandwagon, and we are starting to win and turn the tide, so it's true. I would never say that if it wasn't true, but now is the time to start saying, hey, we're winning. But that makes the enemy even more dangerous to strike back, so you've got to paradoxically admit that. And one of the professors there, scientist, said, Alex is basically right. There's two different main types of people, and there's subvariants of both, but two main types. People that are hope-driven and fear-driven. But I see it all as one thing. You admit how bad things are, so you're facing the real problem, and then you believe in humanity, then you mobilize out of concern and fear that the bad guys are going to do something, but not to give up and roll over, but to defeat them. And that is the hope in humanity. So I don't see it as two different tactics. I don't come on here and try to scare you. I don't come on here and try to give you false hope. I say, here are the facts. Do you really want to roll over and be a slave and these people slowly kill you? Fighting back is the best option. That's the only hope. And we see great things happening. We're starting to turn the tide really quick. But the enemy's going to come in with a counterstrike. The empire will strike back. So pray to God about what you should do. Be vocal. Speak up. Call talk radio. Go speak at city council, school boards about whatever issues you want. Run for office. People violate your rights. Sue them. Shop with patriots. Don't support globalists as much as you can. It's hard not to here and there. Get healthy. Change yourself inside. Spend more time with your family. Find a great church. Pray more. There's so much. But the biggest thing is be visual and vocal. If you're one person with a sandwich board talking about the New World Order or Bill Gates killing people or how the COVID shots destroy your immune system. The sheeple see that and they're going to get on the bandwagon. The leaders are going to face the facts and take action by deciding not to be slaves. Not out of fear, but facing the crisis and then overcoming it and defeating it. So that's basically where I stand. Anything else, Noah?
No, that's absolutely great. It's good information. I look forward to that special report. And it's ironic that the only pill that seems to be good for you nowadays is the truth pill. So
absolutely. God bless you. And look, the truth will set you free, as the Bible says, as Jesus said, people perish for lack of knowledge. Look, the reason I didn't answer your question is I think about that a lot. I was thinking about it last night, this morning. I need to sit in my office for at least 20 minutes and brainstorm on that and write some notes. Because I can think of 20, 30 things right now, but I want to really at least sit in my office 20, 30 minutes. I got a lot to do today, but that's important. And then I'll go shoot the 10-minute report on it. And I'll kind of canvass the crew, too. Hell, that's a good question for the audience for like a 3 hours of calls. It's like, how do we turn this around? Because it's good for all of us to think about that and then also realize how urgent it is. But you got to realize so many people want a perfect fix. Oh, if we did this, it would fix it. Or if we did that. No, it's all of us doing a lot of things, telling the truth that will then inspire others and we'll have success here, not success there, some success, great success, little success, no success. But when you don't succeed, try again. When first you don't succeed, try again. What did Vince Lombardi say? Winners never quit. And quitters never win. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. So just don't quit. I mean, everything good we've got is because people stood up for basic freedoms. People had to die for this stuff. They had to give up everything. What I've done compared to my forebears is nothing, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And it's a pleasure. I'm alive. That's what I'm supposed to do. It's not a burden. And my enemies hate that. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Jones the Revelator? Yeah, I wanted to talk about some wild conspiracy theories with the Trump shooting, specifically making it kind of appear that the Illuminati was, or whatever you want to call it, was behind the assassination attempt. I'm sure you're aware that they're obsessed with numerology. And the shooting occurred exactly at 6:11, which is like 9:11 if the six is turned inverted.
And it happened on the 13th when the stars were aligned for the death of leaders perfectly in numerology and in astrology, yeah. And I don't follow that stuff, but I study it because the globalists do.
And the Bohemian Grove was going on. And
not just going on, their ritual, their high holy day.
Yeah, the cremation of care, where they throw away their care.
Where they sacrifice an innocent child's effigy to transmute their sins onto it.
Yeah, absolutely wild. And, like, then, you know, during the speech, you know, it's a teleprompter planned speech, which, of course, it should be. It's a professional speech. And at that exact time, the line he's talking about was kind of ominous. He said, if you really want to see something, take a look at this. And then the gunshots ring out. So if he was shot in the head, that would have been his last words before his head exploded on 4K. And then secondarily, regarding the COVID-19 saga coronavirus deal, Now that time has gone by and more data has been released, I don't know if you saw this, but all the countries in the world, including small African countries and that got the vaccine, all reported lower birth rates except one country in the world. Do you know what country that is?
I remember, but I don't. Which one was it? I've seen the study.
Israel is the only country that didn't see a decline in birth rate.
Well, I was going to raise that point. Israel has suspended bombing of Gaza to inoculate the Palestinians. That's up on Infowars.com. Come on, folks. And the number one cause of polio, Reuters AP, is the polio vaccine. So the Palestinians are going to roll their sleeves up and have the Israelis inject them. So, I've seen that study. I meant to cover it. Yeah, I wonder if Israel got a different shot than everybody else.
I think they were experimented on, and like the revelations from RFK that the weapon was a designer gene weapon that spared certain people, like the Chinese and people with certain Jewish haplogroups in their genetics. And Russia has said the same thing, that when they were in the Ukraine, that they were developing and you were way ahead of the curve talking about, race-specific weapons from whistleblowers.
Well, Israel, and this is just a fact, and I'm not just ganging up on Israel because it's popular to do now. I just state the facts, and I've covered it in some of my films. Israel was caught in the 80s secretly working with South Africa, because they had some of the best bioweapons experts, to create a race-specific bioweapon that would kill Arabs. The problem is about a third of the Israelis are Sephardic, and are actually, go back to Jesus and are a little bit browner skin, the dark hair, because you'll see like the tall, handsome Israelis with the dark hair, and the dark eyes. And then you see the Ashkenazis, they look like two different groups of people, and they are somewhat related, at one level, but the Sephardic Jews, they can't release it because it'll kill all of them. Okay. So yeah, Israel has race-specific bioweapons to kill Arabs, but they can't release it because it'll kill a third of the Jews.
Yeah, and America and Russia and other countries have the same technology, I'm sure. It's just, common technology after World War II. That was a big thing with Project Paperclip, was how to get vaccines and people. And the German military came up with the idea of putting it in first candies that had a liquid center. And then they found that they could just implement it in all foods. So
they have lettuce now that does that. So, it has vaccines in it. Yeah, here's the deal. It's a fact. Israel's developed race-specific bioweapons. So a bunch of other countries, Dick Cheney and Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC document, April 2000, said we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons and wipe out certain races of people. Associated Press reported on it. Thank you for the call. All right, I'm going to do 5 more minutes and go to Dallas and a few others, Mary, you name it. And then after Armstrong leaves us, if you stay on hold, I'm going to do a little bit in the fourth hour, but if you need to leave, I understand. But I'm going to try to get to Dallas and Stephanie and a few others, Mary, right now, and Greg. But I'll get to as many as I can then. Our special guest is joining us with huge news. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Discover trends and developments years before they happen. Right here on the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's News Today. While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Dallas in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well,
welcome.
How's it going?
Good.
I wanted to talk about the election, but you guys got started talking about COVID, and it got me thinking about reverse transcription of DNA.
Yep.
And what they did to my mother. Like, my mom got the rapid cancer.
Sorry.
And she's gone. But it's like, you know, everything that came out about them, oh, get your shots, get your shots. My mom goes and gets her shots. She's been in remission from cancer for 12 years. And then all of a sudden has cancer all over her body.
Like, that's what oncologists worldwide have documented, and the studies show, especially if you're in remission or don't have cancer anymore, you're pretty much dead if you take the shots.
Yeah, she got her third one, and then a week later, she was just full of it. So
sorry, brother.
I just want to say to everybody who's, it is at the end of the day anecdotal evidence, but it is something to look out for, really.
Well, brother, it's not anecdotal. In the major studies, it causes turbo cancer.
Like, it's my quote unquote anecdotal evidence, if anybody wants to say that. But it happened in my life, and I watched it firsthand. So.
I'm sorry, man. Man, well, what do you think about Fauci and the globalist?
Oh, they're greasy, man. And I'm from the fucking globalist stronghold of Canada, right? So I see it plain as day. There's a lot of Canadians that aren't blind to it, but too many that are.
Well, brother, God bless you, and I'm sorry about your mother. Wow. Thank you. Stephanie in Missouri, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Perfect. So kind of the same thing as what the last caller was kind of touching on. I had a whole other thing I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to speak about the COVID situation. But basically, I have been listening to you since like around September 11th, let's say, is when I kind of heard about you. And I was against the vaccine, you know, of course. And I mean, I've been talking to people about it, just, you know, all of that. And then I finally ended up getting a family member of mine that, you know, was doing some research and basically said, you know, I think that the Johnson & Johnson is a little bit different than the other two. And, you know, we were basically forced to take the shot. If we didn't, you know, if we didn't, we'd lose our jobs and all of that. So, sadly, I feel like a sellout. I ended up, me and some family members went and got it. And I've had the worst anxiety since then. I mean, I've had this, I guess you could call health anxiety since then, just paranoid, so paranoid about it, because you hear about it, you know, obviously listening to you. But
well, here's the good news. Even less than an hour in the studies of the Pfizer or Moderna mRNA shot above 87 degrees, and the replication, it's still poisonous, but the scientists have explained the replication of the nanotech particles stops. And so, it's a very delicate weapon. It's got to get in your body, and then it starts replicating, even though your body's above 87. I don't understand why that happens, but they got to keep it refrigerated or it doesn't stay active. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
So you might have gotten one where they were lazy and didn't refrigerate it.
Well, but I don't hear about the Johnson & Johnson. I hear you guys, and that's what I've always wanted to
It's
to
just as bad. It's a virus vector. It fires a chimpanzee genome with a virus in it into your cell, and it makes your cell produce spike protein. It does the exact same thing.
and so basically what you guys were talking about is that I see it all over Reddit. I mean, I'm so passionate about this on top of course, the election and how brainwashed the left is. But I see it constantly where the more vaccines that these people get, you see it on Reddit. I mean, I've had COVID 6 times, 7 times, and then you ask them how many boosters, how many, 10 boosters? They basically have had every shot.
And you just heard the scientist that's over in England saying, yeah, it erases your immune system. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, okay, a vaccine that erases your immune system. What the hell? It's like, it's just it's crazy. We'll be right back. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we're really blessed to have Martin Armstrong on with us for the balance of the hour, the next 54 minutes. He is an extremely respected economist for 40 years, and he's been coming on the show for more than 20. ArmstrongEconomics.com, ask-socrates.com, and he's with us out of Jay Dyer coming on with us in the fourth hour. If the callers hold, I will get to you before Jay Dyer. We can even take a few more if folks want to call in. But I read a Zero Hedge article with an interview with him where he just said a lot of really important things. And everything he said, I personally have hundreds of data points per comment he made that back up in my own personal opinion of what's going on. But he has, for decades, very sophisticated, 30-plus years, computer models that have been amongst the most accurate out there. And his computer sees Trump with a win, but there's wild cards of assassination or war. He also says we're looking at a serious civil unrest, regardless of who wins. And, of course, we've got all these top Democrats saying they want civil war conditions. And so I want to have him expand on these quotes and statements that I saw in the Zero Hedge article and then add anything else he wants to say about the betting market, saying Trump's now come up to meet her or ahead of her. And then what he thinks the deep state could do to try to wrest victory from the jaws of defeat. So, Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's always a pleasure. We are certainly in interesting times, that's for sure.
What do you want to dive into first? I'd like you to flesh out and expand on these points. So what about Trump? What your computer sees, your concerns about, you know, seeing pretty much certain civil unrest and how you see that manifesting?
At this point, it doesn't matter who really wins. Neither side is going to accept the result. I mean, that's where we're at this stage in the game. I mean, you just look at the Democratic convention. They threw out Trump's name 329 times. It was just basically a hate fest. So, I mean, our computer has been phenomenal on forecasting politics and wars around the world. I mean, back in 2016, all the polls said Hillary would win. The computer said, nope, sorry, Trump's going to win. 2020, it did show a very tight race, 50-50. This time, it's showing, you know, I am kind of shocked myself, but out of six models, only two show very, very close race. The rest of them, two of them are at, one is at 61% and the other one's at 59% for Trump. Now, no president has won 60% other than FDR the first time there in the Great Depression. Then you had Johnson after the Kennedy assassination, which was probably a sympathy vote. And Richard Nixon when he said he was taking us out of Vietnam. If you just look on Wikipedia or whatever at these elections, you'll see like Obama won, I think it was 51.5%. This is typical. They get only maybe 1 to 3% max. And they pretend they have this mandate. And the problem we are facing here is that this is a global, our computers monitoring the entire world. And as I said, 60% of the world was going to election here this year. Look at what happened in Europe. All of a sudden, you know, it all flipped to the right, the EU elections. They were shocked. France, the same thing. Look at the UK, conservatives thrown out. And, you know, the left is in there throwing 11-year-old boys in prison for criticizing the government. Over in Asia, you had the Iron Lady. She had to flee the country. She was thrown out. So what the computer is projecting that Trump would win is in accordance to what you're seeing globally. And the only way I think to properly explain it, it's not left versus right. It's pretty much when you look across the board, it's whoever is in power, just throw them out.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is throw out the incumbents, which is beyond a political realignment. It shows extreme anger.
Yes, and it's global. I mean, as you know, we've got offices everywhere from China to, you know, Dubai. And we hear the same complaint against government. I mean, the issue may differ, but there isn't anybody that's happy with their governments anymore. And I mean, just look at what's going on in the UK. It's insane. They want to, you know, extradite people for criticizing their government from foreign countries. They think this is like the British, you know, empire is resurrected or something and they control the entire world.
So what we're seeing, as you're saying, Martin, and correct me if I'm wrong and continue, please, is that you have desperate power structures resorting to totalitarianism as there is a global awakening and uprising against the establishment, no matter whether it's left or right.
Yes, it's everywhere. And it's not a single philosophy per se. It's just whoever was in power, throw them out. And this is pretty much what you're seeing. Now, the danger is that most of your revolutions throughout history really come from the left. They sell this idea that they are the victims. And, you know, I can't get ahead in life because you have more money than me. That's basically what it comes down to. I mean, 1848, there was a big communist sweep of throughout Europe. Started in Sicily, went all the way through just about every government. And it changed the government successfully in France. And, you know, even what started the hyperinflation in Germany. Most people don't look at the facts. In 1918, there was a revolution. Again, a communist revolution. And what did they do? They asked Russia to even come in and take Germany. They wanted to join the, you know, the communists there in 1917. And that was the Weimar Republic. And they ended up, people are fleeing the, you know, putting their money in every other currency but Germany. And that's what created the hyperinflation. In December of 1922, the government was so desperate, they confiscated 10% of everybody's assets in the banks. And they gave you a bond, which they, of course, they defaulted on. I mean, you know, if the government here today just said, oh, well, we need money, so we're going to take 10% of what you have in the bank. Right today, you know, and so it's not really just you know, you'll own nothing and be happy. It's you'll own nothing, shut up, and you'll be happy, pretty much. Whenever government is losing power, and they all know they're losing power, all right, they do get much more authoritarian. And this is the real problem. When you look at Russia, a lot of people don't know the history of Russia. But Lenin, okay, he led, you know, everything for the communist. But he wanted to model it on the United States that each republic retained its own sovereignty. And he warned in a letter, he said, do not let Stalin succeed me. And it's widely believed that Stalin ended up poisoning Lenin and his wife because he took power and then he took the opposite position. He basically wanted centralized control and grabbed the power from everybody.
Sure, Tsar 2.0. And then, of course, Lenin is who carved off Ukraine and made it its own country.
Right. He killed, they estimated, at least 20 million people that disagreed with him. You know, so it's always the left you have to be careful about. The right tends to be more like, you leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. But the left isn't happy with that. And just look at what, you know, Starmer's doing in the UK. It's unbelievable. And, you know, people are fleeing. I know, you know, I lived in London for 7 years myself. I mean, it was a beautiful city. You know, I don't even want to go back anymore. It's, you know, what France did to, you know, to the CEO of Telegram. I mean, it's,
you, and Martin, skipping ahead, I want you to continue wherever you want to go because you're right. History repeats. Pavlov Durov of Telegram, bigger than X worldwide. He gets lured to France by Macron, arrested, charged with allowing criminal activity, which is going on every major platform. And by that yardstick, Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Google head, Sundar Pichai, they could all be arrested. I'm really concerned that if Elon was to go to Brazil or go to the EU, he would be arrested. What do you make with this whole totalitarian blooming explosion worldwide? What do you think about them going after Elon? What do you think about Telegram founder?
Yeah, look, they just released the Telegram founder on bail. You do not even go to Europe. You just don't. As of January 1st, all Americans are going to need a visa to be approved to even go to Europe. And they're going to look at what you do. I mean, I'm sure you and I were not going to be approved, you know. But, you know, this is the world we live in. They know they're losing power. And that's why I'm concerned about this particular election. But even you take Elon Musk, the head of the EU commission, sent him a letter demanding that he censor an interview, you know, basically with Trump that was going to be taking place here.
Total election meddling. Total election meddling.
It's going off the charts, really, completely off the charts. This is not going to end well. Our computer shows that we're going to be looking at major civil unrest, revolutions, and war. Now, my other concern is what is really behind with these neocons. I was behind RFK joining Trump. And my main reason for that is that Bobby was against war. And he also knows about the neocons, all right? So the two of them are the greatest threat to Washington. I think they finally listened to me because at the beginning of the year, I said, look, this is going to be the playbook. Biden is not going to be the candidate. He's going to stay there until after the Republican convention. There were two groups at that point. It was Michelle Obama and Hillary. But the neocons basically had all the money raised from Biden, and they just handed it to Camilla because she's an exact, carbon copy of what he does. All right. She just reads the, you know, whatever's on the cue card. They put her in charge of AI because at least she could spell two letters at the same time. That was about it.
And she would go, AI means artificial intelligence. Yeah. And what about all these? What real quick snapshot then. Expanding on this, civil unrest, what is your computer? Break down how it operates. It's proprietary, but you have one of the best, you know, accurate models out there. It's well known for people that don't know or hiding under a rock. Why do you see civil unrest, A, and then B, I know you follow this. All these top Democrats are saying, don't worry, we'll just have civil war conditions and civil unrest, and they've got $350 million movies promoting overthrowing Washington and killing Trump and blowing everything up. I mean, they're really hyping this like they really think it's an option.
Yes. Look, this is the problem. I mean, civilization is when everybody comes together and we all benefit. What they are doing is this is my turn to oppress everybody that disagrees with me. That's not democracy. It's not civilization. You know, you're not representing the people. You know, this is a usurpation of power. As simple as that. Now, my concern here is that I know some of these neocons for years. Bill Kristol even spoke at one of our conferences back in the 90s. Right? He wrote the book to go into Iraq. Most people do not know, but one in four people that went into the Iraq war were mercenaries. What is going on? The neocons basically are kind of circumventing Congress. And what they're doing is you take something like Blackwater and it's appropriated for money. It's Blackwater is hiring people and they then go. Okay. So you had in Afghanistan up to 70% of the troops were not American troops. They were mercenaries. This is dangerous. Because Congress is the one that's supposed to have the authority to declare war. Here, they're basically just declaring war themselves, circumventing Congress. You know, and
let me ask you this, because you're always on everything I bring up, you're a news hound. I'm sure you've seen all these different Democrat officials like Raskin and many others, and the head of the UN Global Rapid Response, Dr. Ryan. We've seen Peter Hotez. I mean, literally 10 clips we played in the last 2 weeks of them saying, when the new pandemic happens, we're going to arrest people that disagree and not just use NATO and the UN mm-hmm. to censor people, but we need law enforcement and troops. So for the first time ever, it's not some guy in the backwoods of Tennessee who's been proven right or East Texas saying the UN's coming. They're literally talking about I-4 foreign troops in America. What the hell is that?
This is why they're letting in all these migrants. All right. And, you know, they're offering them a path to citizenship if you join the military. All right. You can look up an event basically in 532 AD. It's called the Nika Revolt. There are all these people revolting against the emperor. And his wife said, hey, you have a legion outside, which are not Greeks. Bring them in and they'll defend you. And they did. They came in and they killed 30 some thousand Greeks. They didn't like them. All right. You basically use an army of a different ethnic group. So if you're raising an army of these new migrants, you now give them authority and you give them guns. All right. They will have no problem arresting and shooting Americans. They will not. All right. When Russia went through the coup with Gorbachev and Yeltsin stood on the tank, the reason the coup failed, because he stood up and said, do not shoot your fellow Russians. And the army stood down and then the coup failed. If they were not Russians and they were, let's say, mercenaries from Ukraine or something, kill them all. They understand that.
Well, it's the same thing in China. Same thing in China in Tiananmen Square. They shipped a whole different ethnic group of Chinese. They didn't even speak the same language from 800 miles away.
Yes. This is why you do this. You're not going to shoot your neighbor. All right. Well, he lent me some sugar last time. I know him. Okay. you will basically bring in a group of people that do not like the other group and say, go for it. This is why the EU wanted to create an army so they can send French in against the, you know, or Germans against the Greeks or vice versa. You send an army of a different ethnic class. This is the, it is the playbook. So be very careful, because my concern here is, I first encountered this back in 97, because I had the mandate from Hong Kong when it was going to be handed back to China in 98. I knew the Australian government. So they asked me to try and negotiate with them, and I met with former Prime Minister Paul Keating. And everything I proposed, let me buy this island. No, can we take the upper left-hand corner of Australia? Nobody's there. No, no, no. And I finally, I said, I got a blank check here. I can pay off your national debt. What's the problem? I thought it was racist. I said, you just don't like Chinese? Is that the issue? And he said, no, they are fleeing communism. And if they allowed them into Australia, they would vote conservative, and he was a Labor government. And that's the first time I saw they're talking about migrations. Who are they going to vote for? So all these people coming in, the Democrats have opened the borders. That was the very first day Biden came to power. This is a plan.
And now they've had Democrat congressmen and women on TV admit they're bringing them in to change the congressional apportionment first, then give them driver's license and let them vote. And they admit something like 80% of Latin Americans vote socialist or communist. What's wrong with them? Because they're hardworking good people on average, but they flee communism or socialism, and then they bring it here. What's the disconnect?
The people that are coming in are not the Mexicans, all right? The Mexicans have good family values. They're hard workers. I know a number of them here in Florida. They are pissed off at this because I had to have something. I had to have a language, etc. If I wanted to go move to Zurich, I can't become a citizen there. I have to be able to speak, you know, German. We, you know, usually you have to have some sort of qualification. This is why Brexit, they didn't understand it. People voted for Brexit. Why? All the Indians that went there had to have a skill. They had to speak the language. Most of them were in the healthcare industry, doctors, nurses, etc. You know, and I said, you're opening the borders. You're letting all these people in that have no talent, nothing. Oh, we had to go through all this. So this is why you're starting to see here in the United States, a lot of the Mexicans and things of this nature are very opposed to this, because it makes them look bad. That you end up throwing everybody in the same bus, you know?
Well, also, Mexico's founded by Spain, and so it's more interchangeable with Western values.
Yeah, I mean, they're Christians, they have good family values, etc. I mean, so it's a completely different thing than you have people coming in from Africa and Asia, and they're all coming in through Mexico. So we're not talking about Mexicans here. And I think one guy I spoke to who went down there, he said he only saw one couple with kids coming from Peru. That was it. So the danger here is, all right, fine, you've let in all these people. You're giving them a free lunch, free health care. California's even just passed a bill to give them free housing. They can get their own house, nothing down. I mean, what about everybody else that's got to work for this stuff? They get more money than you would get on Social Security. You know, and free health care.
What do you make of California set to sign a bill for $150,000 for the illegal aliens for houses?
It's crazy. It's completely crazy. They think they'll always get their vote, and therefore they'll retain power. That's what this is about. And my concern is, after the election, what happens when the checks stop coming? Because that's what's going to take place. They're
Martin Armstrong, stay there. We've got 30 minutes left. You're gracious to be here. Everybody should go to your site. It's incredible information. ArmstrongEconomics.com and Ask-Socrates.com. So much more to talk about. Back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, he's an amazing researcher and economist. Martin Armstrong is our guest. And I wanted to finish up with the destabilization plan. The top Democrats admitting they have a plan to not go along with the election. They're talking about having their own inauguration. They brought in at least 20 million illegals since Biden's been in. Millions of military-aged men with the same backpacks, the same shoes, from the Middle East, from Africa, from Asia. Venezuelan gang said a year ago, and we played the clips, we're coming up there to get houses and free homes and apartments. And now not just Colorado, that's where it's getting the focus, in Aurora and Denver, but it's all over the local news there. They come in with guns, point them at people, throw them out. The police do nothing. And the police say, well, we don't even know what's happening. And then the governor came out and said, quote, it's not happening. He said it's a fantasy. I actually have the newscast here. You know, this is them robbing a jewelry store. But let's go to the clip I played yesterday of them taking over the apartment complex, because this is what's going on. And I already played the newscast, three or four of them yesterday. And then the police are saying, we don't know what's going on. And then the governor says, nothing's happening. This is a fantasy. You're imagining this. And you see Pelosi calling MS-13 God's children. Martin Armstrong, what's really happening here?
I suggest you read, you can go on YouTube and just look up Tony Blair's apology. And he said, you know, very sorry. We thought we were going into Iraq to free the people, and we subjected them to more sectarian violence. These people never think about, you know, step two. All they've thought about is, how do we win this election? Let all these people in. Then what? They don't think about that. This is, our computer is warning, this 2024 election is probably going to be the last one for the country. The country will most likely break up. We're probably looking at the West Coast, you know, becoming one sector, the New England another, and probably the South Texas and up through the Bible Belt, something different. You know, there's a country this divided cannot possibly stand. And what the Democrats have done this time is just over the top. They have no person. I mean, look at Camilla. Nobody was allowed to even be on the primary election. They kicked RFK off. All right. And that was intentional, because they knew Biden was not going to be their candidate. All right. So this is the first time in history nobody was ever allowed to vote for even who would be the candidate. This is not democracy. This is not anything. This is basically a usurpation of power. And that's my concern with the neocons. And as I said, with the mercenaries, they can basically now form their own armies without congressional authority. And they could invade, you know, New York City or Washington, D.C. or anything that they wanted. This is just make up some excuse.
And they're paid like government said, benefits. Oh, they're signed up. They're signed up by the Democrats. The Democrats decided they have to show up even to their hearings for immigration. And they give them government or NGO cell phones. You're right. They can literally command them to do whatever they want. So they're basically putting a detonator switch or a self-destruct switch into the country and telling us they're going to use civil unrest. How do we counter that? How do we have this not be the last election?
I think the country's too divided. I think there is no other choice but to have this as the last election. We cannot possibly stand. There's no way of reasoning with these people. It's beyond reason. It's not solvable. We're going to have to start looking realistically at dividing the country up the same way Europe is going to go back the other way as well. No country has ever survived more than, you know, a couple hundred years without revolutions. This idea of a one world government will solve all the problems that the UN wants to create is nonsense. Just look at Rome. I mean, fine, it was one government. How many civil wars did they have? You know, that does not solve the problem.
By the way, let me just back you up. You're not being negative here. And I think barring a miracle, you're probably right, even in the short term or midterm, because I read what comes out of the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group leaks and the actual policy reports of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, and of course the World Economic Forum. And they say globalism's failed. The nations are going to divide. The EU is going to fail. And then even larger countries are going to break up. And they plan to have globalist city states that have all the money and power, like Hunger Games, and that's actually the model they've really been wanting for 60 years. The globalism answer of peace and love was always a lie. Now they've gotten the chief lawyer, the head of United Nations Legal Affairs, on secret video, Project Veritas, Stephen Crowder has, admitting that the globalist system's totally failed, that they're 95% useless, and that everyone's turning against them, and that it's going to collapse. So we have the head legal affairs lawyer saying it's all over. So they're already basically abandoning ship. Tie into that Zuckerberg falling on his sword. Why is he doing that?
Because basically I think he knows that Trump is legally probably going to win. You're just looking at the trend globally. He should win anyhow. I mean, even with Brexit, our computer had projected it would win. All the polls said no. Nigel Farage came to our 2019 conference in Rome and he said, of course I'm here. They're the only ones that said I would win. You know, it's, I've known Klaus Schwab, and he is basically a control freak. I mean, you're not even allowed to make one mistake in his company and you're dragged out onto the carpet. He stepped down from being the CEO, but he's still the chairman. And that was only just to make it pretend that, you know, he's not completely in charge, but he is. I mean, this is his operation from birth. But these people, this is what they believe. And it's all about power. Zuckerberg, I think, went too far. And I think he's beginning to realize that, you better be neutral here, pal. Otherwise, Trump did, say in his book that, he would throw him in prison for interfering in the election. It is a crime to do so.
It's a massive crime.
It's right in the standard. In the statutes. I mean, judges do this all the time. Prosecutors. I mean, you look at what they're doing to Trump in New York. They're interfering in the election. I mean, that's what this is about.
And look at the exodus out of New York of Capitol. As you said, the Democrats don't think second, third, fourth order magnitude. They'll do one move to stay in power, not seeing it causes 10 more problems for them and everybody else. So they double down again, and now it's all gyrating out of control, destabilization.
Look, Florida, Miami is replacing Wall Street. I had a friend who was one of the pretty big up there in New York, and he gave me a call. He says, hey, you want to go to dinner? I said, yeah, sure. Okay, fine. I went to dinner. I thought he was just here, just on a vacation. He says, no, I moved here. I mean, everybody is moving. The biggest hedge fund in New Jersey moved here to Florida. That has a lot of implications because then they lose taxes. So then they start raising more taxes. And as people want to leave, then they want to punish them for leaving.
And Hollywood, how would you describe Hollywood right now? Just a propaganda zombie, an unprofitable failure?
I know some of the people there. I mean, even that's dividing. They're beginning to wake up and see, hey, what's happening? You take that movie Civil Wars, they had to leave out the why. Okay. Otherwise it would have been blackballed. All right. But the fact they even did that shows that, there are a lot of people beginning to wonder what's going on in this country. It is very, very divided. I hate to say it, but look, the country, U.S. is going to break up. There's no question about it. It will break up. We cannot stay united. I mean, even Abraham Lincoln said that, a country divided cannot stand. And there is no reasoning with these people. They have been brainwashed to the extent with all this leftist stuff. We are the enemy. Anybody that basically has a job. If you look really what Stammer said, he's for working people. And what's he consider rich? Even a working person who happens to have savings. Anybody with savings is the disgusting rich person. That's the definition. All right. And, the whole definition of who was the rich, they keep changing it all the time. Now it's down to household income. So if you, your wife and two kids earned, $250,000, now you're all the rich. I mean, this is basically what's going on.
And what do you make of Kamala wanting price controls and doubling down with a 70-plus percent capital gains tax? I mean, anybody knows, not even an economist, that that is the kill switch on the economy.
It's worse than that. If you tax unrealized gains, all right, this is how they ended up destroying the farming industry. All right. Taxing unrealized gains. All right, Bezos. Oh, you've made so many billions of dollars. It's not cash. It's the value of the shares. All right. Now we want 25% of that. What does that mean? He has to sell the shares to pay the tax. All right. You're going to do that to all these companies. You're looking at the biggest crash in history. This is going to make, you know, the Great Depression look like child's play. And then what do? They take that, unrealized gains. You already are paying taxes on unrealized gains through property taxes. They keep raising the value of your house. I paid, $50,000 for it in 1950. Oh, well, now it's worth $1 million. And you're paying property taxes in some cases equal to or what you paid for the house.
So it's unsustainable. So by the time we have left, you're very gracious to be here, top economist Armstrong with us. Martin, how you wanted to talk about the campaign and Trump and the election, but then I want to move into how do people protect themselves in this, what the globalists submit their own internal documents to now publicly, this time of unprecedented black swans, global destabilization, war, the end of an old system, a new system. Speak to the election and then just a snapshot. We've got about 12 minutes left of what the average person you think should do. Where are you on gold and silver?
I think that on the election side, as you know, I've been, behind RFK joining Trump. And
that's been in the news.
The decision now is in Trump's court. And what I would like everybody to do is send letters to Trump. We need Bobby to be the AG. Why? Because it's very nice. They can put him in as head of NIH or whatever. And I'll change all the rules. Very nice. If the next election and they win back, then what happens? The next administration changes all the rules. Nothing's permanent. All right. If he's AG, what I did say, look, he could even indict Pfizer. All right. And the only way to get rid of these neocons, and he knows who they are, all right, is to indict them for basically treason, etc. You got to go after these people. And the AG is the most powerful position domestically, more so than the president. VP is just, a placeholder.
Yeah, but that's how they get away with all this tyranny, is controlling the Justice Department.
Yes, if we, basically can get RFK in there, like I said, I've spoken to him. There are differences between him and Trump, fine. But where they are in agreement, it is basically to stop World War III and against the neocons. All right. And Trump has even agreed on the whole vaccine issue as well. So I think that's very important. How do we protect ourselves? You have to understand. All right. You've heard, central banks are buying gold. Why? Okay. They're not an investor. They're not buying gold because they think it's going up or down or whatever. What's happened is once the neocons put in the sanctions on Russia, and they remove them from SWIFT, all these other countries started realizing they can do it to them. So China leaves, India, etc. So you're looking at, they created the BRICS. The whole object here is why they've been buying gold is because they're trying to divest themselves from dollars and euro, because they know if war is coming, China held 10% of the U.S. national debt. guess what? U.S. will default on it. Oh, we're not going to pay you. All right. So, you know, this is why you're looking at, they dumped $53 billion the first quarter this year. So I would, you know, make it look basically for your own sanity. Of course, we still need bank accounts to be able to settle things. But I would look at you know, physical metals, gold, silver. I would use the old 1964 and back silver coins, because a lot of people, you know, they don't know what a silver bar is. There have been videos of somebody offered a silver bar and chocolate bar and they took the chocolate. All right. At least a coin, they can look at the date and know, oh yeah, okay, fine. I know that one's good. So I would look at that as a backup, because when the country does split up, and we will split, there's no question about it, because there's no mending these fences anymore. Then what happens to the dollar? The dollar cannot possibly survive a civil war. It's just not going to happen. All right. Even during the Great Depression, you can Google up. It's called Depression Script. All right. Over 200 cities issued their own money. Think about it. This is what's going to happen.
Well, that's where all the trends go, Armstrong. And you're absolutely right, Martin Armstrong. So let me ask you this. How do you see the country splitting up into what, blocks? And then how do we keep the leftists and all their illegal alien hordes out? I guess the new countries that form would deport those people. And then we'd have to have security perimeters. I mean, this is going to be insane.
Yes. I mean, I think you're looking at the Pacific coast lining up with one group, New England another, and Florida up through the Bible Belt basically would be the third section.
Would Texas be part of that?
Yes, probably. I think Texas is very much against a lot of this stuff, the migrants.
And doesn't the South and Texas and Florida have everything already?
Yes, I think what you're looking at is the Bible Belt joining. You take the abortion issue. You're basically, governments break up when you have this concentration of power. Just as Stalin. All right. You cannot make a mandate. Oh, everybody has to accept abortion. All right. That offends the religion in the Bible Belt area. It should not be a federal issue. All right. The Supreme Court was correct. Give it back to the states. All right. If you look at Ukraine, this is what the civil war is really about. Even the Pope has come out now against Zelensky. Because he has tried to outlaw Orthodox religion, telling them they cannot be subservient to the patriarch in Moscow. He set up a patriarch in Kiev, orders them that they can no longer have Orthodox Christianity. They must celebrate Christmas on December 25th. You can't do this kind of stuff. I mean, the Pope is not Orthodox. Even he comes out and says you cannot change people's religions.
Because he knows, right? He knows people are going to start overthrowing the Catholic Church too.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is, everybody has, you know, their own religion and we have to respect their religions. You don't go changing them. You know, and that's, you know, when you start doing stuff like that, now you're really feeding into the whole civil war thing.
And, well, sorry, for people who don't know, Russia was founded 1,000 years ago in what is Ukraine today, and then got taken over and got liberated by the Muscovite, that was another tribe of the same group. So this is literally the birthplace of Russia. Outlawing the Orthodox Church would be. I mean, it's insane.
Well, people should also understand. Putin is probably the only one who's the adult in the room at this point. If he was really ruthless, he would have nuked Kiev a long time ago. But Kiev is where the Rus began. All right. So that would be kind of like us nuking, London. All right. So he's more of a historical, you know, buff that way. He's the one telling Iran, you know, to sit on their hands. Don't take the bait. He took the bait and look what's happening. This thrust into Russia itself that American mercenaries are in there.
I knew it was a NATO trap. I sat on air and told high-level Russians I talked to, do not go in. But at the same time, Putin's like, well, what am I supposed to do with NATO moving up to the borders? It's kind of a Hobson's choice.
Well, he went in and called it a special operation to defend just the Donbass. All right. And he did send his tanks up to Kiev. Didn't do anything. They just sat outside. I mean, we had employees there in Kiev and in.
Yeah, that was a diversionary tactic. That was a diversionary tactic.
It was basically a show of power. All right. Then there was a peace agreement. He withdrew the tanks. And then all of a sudden, after he withdrew the tanks, then Boris Johnson hops on the plane, goes there and tells Zelensky he cannot seek peace. All right. So, that even made the front page of Pravda in Ukraine. And what's going on now is a lot of the Ukrainian people that I know, feel that, you know, they're not in charge of their own country. And if you do a little bit of digging, all right, fine. The head of security, the bodyguards for Zelensky is a Ukrainian. The rest of them are Americans. Why? Because I'm telling you, if basically they had a shot, it would be Ukrainian that would assassinate Zelensky, not a Russian. They feel he has torched their country. There is no peace agreement without a permission from Washington, that it's all orchestrated and he's just doing whatever he wants to do for, you know, to fill his pockets and hopes to go live on the beach of Miami.
In closing, Armstrong, one of the top economists out there, Martin Armstrong, how do you see the Ukraine war ending?
Well, Zelensky right now is suddenly saying he wants to talk about peace because he's afraid if Trump's coming in, and, you know, I've even discussed this with RFK. How would you solve it? First thing you do is you cut off all the funding for Ukraine. We're paying all the salaries of everybody in government and their pension funds. There is no economy left.
It's a joke.
It is. And that's the only way to stop this because I'm telling you, I know Ukrainians very well. And what I can say is if you ever brought a bottle of Russian vodka to dinner in Kiev, it would be an insult. This is, they just hate Ukrainians to the bone. They hate Russians to the bone. I mean, we had a conference in Greece and, our employee from Kiev would not go back the quickest way because it effectively, there was a connecting flight through Moscow.
Incredible. So real tribal warfare, even though they're basically the same people. Armstrong, thank you so much, Martin Armstrong. People can find his amazing work at armstrongeconomics.com and ask-socrates.com. Thank you for the time. Amazing analysis. God bless you.
Thank you. Great to see you again. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with me. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I'm going to take a few of your calls right now for folks that held, Mary and Greg. Appreciate you doing that. And then I'm going to cover a little bit of final news before I hand the baton to the always informative, insightful Jay Dyer. I want to go over into hardcore documents and the globalist on words. He's your man. Now, let's go to your calls. Mary in Minnesota, then Greg in Virginia. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Alex. Thank you, first of all, for being a truther and a patriot and really my hero.
Well, thank you.
And my first time calling. And I wanted to point out, like in the first hour long ago of your show today, you had pointed out the deceptiveness of CNN stating on screen that they were lied.
Yes.
And I appreciate you pointing that out because I noticed that too. And then I also had another observation I'd like to make from the interview was I noticed that Kamala, whatever you, however you pronounce it, her eyes, her eye movement, she kept looking down at the table that they were sitting at, like she was reading.
Yeah, she was obviously, she was super low so she could have an iPad.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Well, I was thinking that maybe the table was green screen and they CGI'd it after, like, in post-production. But, yeah, that makes more sense that it was, like, an iPad on her lap.
Yeah, well, she was seen going into the building. She was there 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we're talking about, do you find a moron this stupid? I could randomly just pull into a restaurant and just grab anybody out of the back and they'd be smarter than her.
Yes, exactly. So I wish her luck when she debates Trump on September 10th.
That's going to be very entertaining.
Yes, especially if she's not allowed to have any notes, no iPad, no nothing. And the other thing I wanted to say was, as a kind of a comedic thing, if you have any creative meme makers out there in the audience, I thought it would be funny, like when I was watching the interview last night, I envisioned Tim Walz, who's my governor, who's not my governor. I don't like him at all. I don't respect him. But it'd be funny to picture him as the cowardly lion from The Wizard of Oz, and then Kamala as the scarecrow, if I only had a brain.
That's a great idea. We will make that meme. Mary, great to have you as a first-time caller. God bless you. Greg in Virginia, last caller of the day. Go ahead, Greg, you're our tail gunner.
Yeah, man, I love this, Alex. Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. I'm a first-time caller, 25-year listener.
Wow.
Okay? Yes, sir. And I have bottled it up, so I'm going to try to roll through real quick. Shout out first, brother. X2, couldn't made it without it. Nitro Boost, couldn't made it without it. Bodies, I've had some medical issues. I was a deputy sheriff, got injured. The pharmaceuticals wasn't doing it. And I just got to say a great shout-out to the vitamins and minerals.
Thank you.
Can't say enough, okay? I want to move on, and I'm going to take a different perspective and approach. They've already showed us who they are and what they're up to, okay? God has showed us, and he's sitting back probably like shaking his head at us right now. The bullet that hit Trump, if that's not a miracle, we all said it's a miracle. Even non-believers have said it's a miracle. If we recognize and show and treat this thing like, well, I want to say one thing. I wake up every morning, and I'm driven. I'll tell you what I'm driven by. Freedom is not free, my people. I'll tell you, freedom's not free. I wake up and see a folded flag. My grandfather fought in World War II, and he sat and told me the stories that he would not tell nobody. Freedom is not free, and I stare at this flag every morning. That's my motivation. We got to approach this thing different. They've got a new reset plan, and lo and behold, brother, y'all have been set up, excuse me, for 25, 30 years. God has prepared all of us for this moment. You, Alex, are the warrior leader. He has gave us and blessed us with so many arrows for our quiver if we just sit back and look and take a different approach. Let's don't play by their game. Let's don't get sucked into that.
God bless you, brother. Great points. Thank you. And God bless your grandfather. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words.
What they mean, what they say, mother. Mother,
can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world?
Oh, I've already seen the light of God. Just like old Hank Williams said, I saw the light. I saw the light. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide. I wanted to finish a few statements I was going to make and then hand the baton to the great Jay Dyer, best-selling author, researcher, and expert on the New World Order. All right, and then the awesome Owen Schroyer takes over in T-minus 53 minutes. You've heard the callers. You heard the last caller. Look at that flag of his grandfather on the wall. The only way we could not go down the path that Martin Armstrong was saying last hour, that is where we're headed, that's where the bus is going over the cliff, is to admit we've got a real satanic, globalist, communist takeover happening, and realize that people are either evil that are running it, which they are, and the minions are brainwashed, and that we have to absolutely have no truck with them and give them no aid or comfort. We don't hate them, but these are dangerous equivalent of zombies, spiritual zombies. And we have to recognize that, and we have to raise the alarm as Paul Revere's. And we have to personally get ready for what's going on and what's happening. Now, when I end this live show, I'm handing the baton. I told the caller, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go in my office, try to find something to eat. I haven't eaten yet today. And I'm going to write up solutions of what we can do. Because that really is the big question. And he asked the question, and I wasn't just giving him a half-assed answer. But the biggest thing is get right with God, get informed, and stop submitting and stop bowing to tyranny. Like, well, I had to take the shot. I'm a doctor. I had to take the shot. I'm a cop. Well, a bunch of military said no, and now they're filing lawsuits. They had to back off. You're going to have a heart attack because you got to have that job. You've got to, at a point, say no and realize that they keep pushing us, and we're at the edge of a cliff. And you got to realize that the organizations and groups that are exposing the New World Order are under attack. And InfoWars is right at the center of that. So I ask everybody again, because I don't want to spend all my time doing this. You saw them lie in the rigged trials where I was already found guilty, run by the government, the CIA, and the FBI, produced by HBO with scripts. That's why we weren't even really allowed to talk. Say that I had hundreds of millions of dollars, and it was all, and I was going to go to jail in the Justice Department, and I had hidden money. None of it was true. Now the New York Times said a month ago, Alex Jones had meager assets. I never cared about money. I spent the money on the operation. It was all lies when they said I had all this money. They would just make stuff up. They just came out in a big Atlantic Monthly article about Candace Owens and said that she was born mentally retarded and is brain damaged and listed a mother that wasn't even her mother, a fake name. You thought they'd stop lying when they got caught. They're doubling down. CNN said the Kamala Harris interview was live. But they create these whole constructed stories now where you think, well, it's so complex, it's got to be true. I use 1,000 examples, but Daily Mail, New York Times, Jones walked in and screamed at the crew for not working hard. He walked over to the fish tank, the crew's beloved fish. It was owned, was going to be given to the niece. That's from Finding Nemo. And mixed with the movie Wolf of Wall Street. And Jones reached into the fish tank, pull up fish, eating fish, killing goldfish, eating goldfish, Wolf of Wall Street clip. And he reached in and ate the fish. There's never been a fish here. There's never been a fish tank. I've got a saltwater tank. I've had 12 years. I love those damn fish. So, again, you read this, and it's like, well, it's got to be true. The New York Times says he killed the fish. It's crap. It's lies. So when I tell you I need funds, when I tell you I need your support, I need it. We have a very good chance of staying on air. But I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com, get all the nano silver products, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid that's incredible, the nano silver toothpaste, fluoride free, concentrated, amazing. drjonesnaturals.com. There's a bunch of specials going on there right now. It's all there, amazing products. drjonesnaturals.com, and that's my dad's company, and he's sponsoring us, and it's critical because it's separate from InfoWars. Whatever happens to us, that's a key sponsor. Those are key products. Just make the decision to support the InfoWars, support your own future with people that won't back down, that can't be bought off, but could give out. Like a horse, it'll keep running. It'll go till it has a heart attack if you don't take care of it. So thanks for your support, humbly. drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the water filtration, the t-shirts, the highest quality herbal food at the lowest price you're going to find, and the Nitric Boost and the high quality CBD full spectrum gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture that lowers inflammation, is so good for your whole body and mental focus. Get the InfoWars MD CBD, InfoWarsStore.com. All the great turmeric, all of it. You hear the rave reviews from the callers. I want to thank them when they thank me. Stop it. I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight because that's what I want to do. 8 weeks ago, they sent in feds without court orders. The U.S. trustee from the Justice Department and the CRO, and said they were closing the building. And I said, no, you're not. I'm calling the police. You don't have a warrant. You don't have a document. And 2 weeks later, the judge fired them all. But they tried to buffalo us. It's all vigilantism. And we're still here. And now InfoWars is up for sale on the 24th of next month. They are 25 days from now. It goes up for sale, not Free Speech Systems. That's my debt, me, or their fake trial. But the company, the crew, the infrastructure, the websites, all of it could be gone in mere months. Who knows who's going to try to buy it? There's Patriots coming in. But this is do or die time. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I shoot you straight. That's what I want to do. I want to get it right. I want to tell the truth. I rack my brain. I don't just give you some solutions to try to get you off the phone because it's such a big question. I'm going to go do a whole report on it because the currency ideal in is truth, and I want to get the best truth. I'm a mortal. I'm a sinner. I'm just a creature God made just like you, but I see through a rose color darkly. I see distortion through myself, but at the end, I see the truth through the haze. And that's what I want to try to give you the best I can with our guests and our analysis and our crew. Who do we have on? The people that are right. Who do we have on? The people who do the research, like Jay Dyer, taking over right now.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Glad to be here. Glad to be taking over. You know, control of the arts is absolutely central to the way the power structure controls us. And before most of us experienced a heavy degree of censorship, they already had locked down certain areas of entertainment, certain areas of especially comedy. Comedy was so crucial for the establishment to go after, to shut down, because, of course, free speech and freely mocking things is a very powerful weapon. And you can't have that in a top-down, you know, totalitarian control system. And one of the first entities out there to really experience this on a pretty, I would say, heavy-handed level is the famous sketch troupe of Million Dollar Extreme, three of whom you probably have heard of, Sam, Nick, and Charles. Now, we've had Sam on here a couple of years ago. It was a really popular interview. One of the first really popular fourth-hour interviews that I did, got a lot of views. So I thought it would be appropriate to bring on another person who's part of that troupe, Nick Rochefort, who's also now blowing up. In fact, he's blowing up like a jihadi in September. I click on one YouTube video of Nick, and basically all I see for the next 6 months is Nick videos. Nick recently did a tour. I got to see them live. They hosted me on their podcast, Perfect Guy Life. But Nick also does a bunch of other topics and shows on his own. He does stand up. He does Scuffed Realtor. So we're going to talk to Nick if we can. I want to start out with asking him some questions about his experience back when they first blew up as Million Dollar Extreme. Tell me how you guys came together. What sparked this? And then we'll kind of get into the phase of the success of the show, and then you guys getting pretty much locked down. How did you guys meet?
We met through my cousin, Brian Rochefort, who was a fellow student with Sam at RISD. And, he was like, you gotta meet this guy. I was doing poor stand-up comedy. I was doing like 20-year-old stand-up comedy in, 2004 before I did anything. And I was running like a landscaping company. And then, I needed Sam to do a website for my landscaping company. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing stand-up comedy. This sucks. I'm doing this now. I wish I was writing for SNL, to be honest with you." And,
Did you hire illegals? Did you hire a lot of illegals for your landscaping?
Yeah, only 7,000. Yeah.
Only 7,000. Yeah. Illegals. Okay.
Yeah, it's in El Salvador.
Nice. So actually, you actually helped with a lot of the importation of the immigration the last several years. So we want to thank you for that. All right, so you guys met, you didn't like stand up. What birthed the idea? You guys were doing a YouTube channel first, right?
Yeah, we had a YouTube channel pretty much right away. It was just I was at work and he was at work, and we would call each other, pitch sketches, and then we finally met up, shot like 5 or 6 sketches in his apartment when we were, you know, just weird kids. And then when life went crazy, we were like, let's do this full time. And then I just quit. I quit my life, and so did he. And then we just went full bore on it and just started being a weirdo, making things in my soon-to-be foreclosed house with a green screen now installed in a full studio.
Did your channel grow pretty quick, or did it take a good while before you really caught on, a couple of years, or when did you really start noticing traction on the channel?
It was like watching, it was growing pretty quickly. Like we were getting, like a little heat. It wasn't, they didn't stay stagnant for long. Like things would hit like 1,000 views, and then they would hit, and we would put up more, and some videos did, you know, better than others. Some stuff that Sam did, once we started to get the production value up, we started to get some eyes, and then we had a couple of people reach out, or we were reaching out to people, and then a couple of people kicked back, and they were like, "Yeah, I'll do videos with you." So, like, Will Sasso did videos with us right away when we were nobodies, and that was big when we had, I don't know, 5 or 6,000 subscribers, and then so on. It started to grow towards, you know, hundreds of thousands and whatnot.
Did you guys include Charles later, or was he there from the very beginning?
No, Chuck came in about maybe a year later. At the same time as Sam and I were working, Charles and I went to kindergarten together. And he was doing a troupe called Black Country and Joy. And I was like, I wonder what Charles is up to, because Charles and Sam had very similar, they just knew about the same things. They were like, you know, big video game guys, big, computer server software things. I was like, you have to meet my friend Charles that I kind of grew up with. You're going to love this guy. So when I looked into what he was doing, he was actually making videos as well. And they were like as absurd and insane. So it was, you know, kismet. It was perfect when, I was like, dude, come with us. And then Charles, his first video that he ever did with us was with Will Sasso. So it was like a get in a car, drive to LA with us, and we'll show you what we're working with here.
So you did that for a while. You had the, what was the first thing that really blew up big? Was it the TEDx, trolling that you guys did, or was it something else that first blew up big?
Yeah, that was pretty national news big. You know, funny as hell. We had some videos, like we had these street interviews that we did in New York that kind of got us some attention from networks. Those were earlier than
that. Hipsters. You guys were interviewing hipsters.
Yeah, hipsters in New York. Just pretending we were working for like Nylon and H&M and stuff like that.
Now, so then you guys got the big deal with Adult Swim. You got this 15-minute show, which is a full series, right? That was really popular. You guys were getting a lot of attraction, a lot of attention. And then, so describe the feeling that you had, and then like what happened exactly for the cancellation? Because we know that, like I was saying, like the system has to crack down on, especially comedians and artists that are able to speak freely, because if you can lampoon the regime, I think it really shows, you know, the emperor's wearing no clothes. So like what was that experience like initially when you got this deal? And then what was the process of the cancellation?
So when we got the deal, they gave us a pilot and they gave us money. And I remember it was a big day. It was huge. I worked on it for a long time. I remember like calling my father and feeling like, yo, this is a real thing here. It was crazy. So they, you know, we got like an approval to do a pilot. When we met the president of the network, when we met Mike Lazo and Keith Crawford, you know, we were going back and forth with them for quite a bit. So it was a lot of work to, you know what I mean? It was long months and months of kind of, you know, doing whatever they wanted for a while, you know, a year or so, making shorts and proof of concept things to show that we can spend money and not rip people off and whatnot. And, then they finally give us a pilot and a season. You know, they're calling us like our tours and using all these fancy words, you know, to, you know, artists and, you know, a voice of a generation, things like that, blah, 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 blah. Went through the season. I mean, you could start to see the writing on the wall based on like the way the Atlanta, they shoot everything out of Atlanta. And, yeah. I could see the lack of, they didn't like us, basically. I think the Chiefs liked us. But the cooks in the kitchen did not. And, for no good reason, just because, it was just sacred cow time down in Atlanta. And Atlanta is one of those cities where, you just got a kind of a lot of laydowns out there, man. You got like a lot of soft spoken good boys that are fresh graduates and don't want to step on any toes, that are just really excited to work on a project. And, that was kind of like, that made up the bulk of the staff of the people who were working on it. So yeah, they told us to give us $3 million. I'd like to see the accounting on the $3 million. Yeah, right. So, you know, then during the time when we were shooting it, we had like unions smashing windows of our crew guys, and, you know, kind of separated into like these ride or die guys that were with us that were pretty cool. Some of the producers, line producers and whatnot, Cam Bowling, he was cool the whole time, and Alex Orr, he was cool. But a couple of the guys were like, I don't want to be around this. I want to leave. And then the union was offering free union dues for a year for anybody who basically got off the project. So that was like,
was that like a coordinated thing with like journalists, left journalists and people, or how did that happen?
I don't know. It could be like a phone call. There was a girl that worked there that tried to break in. She was on drugs, and she got fired for it, but she was, one of the assistants to the Chiefs. I don't want to name drop, but basically just one of the main assistants that just didn't like our slant, got all blown out on drugs, and tried to break in with her pass in the middle of the night and stuck paper clips in the editing bay door, like a really harebrained scheme. And she was going to dump water all over the servers. Good idea. That would have worked. And I think she was kind of just like a dramatic, Che Guevara dramatic warrior trying to play her own melodrama where she was going to save the world one key bump at a time, in the back of her friend's probably Mercedes on the way there.
So you think it was like an activist motivated in terms of the subject matter that you guys lampooned, right?
Yeah, I think they didn't like what we were putting down. And, we're like, look, that's not really how, it's just satire, no sacred cows. That's just how comedy has to be right now. No one's saying this stuff. You have to do it. Gotta be fair. Trust me. Like the world doesn't need another praise Hillary, praise, whatever they were talking about at the time, Atlanta 2016, 2017, I might as well have been breakdancing with like a cross colors bucket hat on,
Right.
It was a weird time where they expected everybody to just get knocked out and have their wallet stolen. So especially specifically in Atlanta. And I just don't think they liked it. I think they were just like, anybody that could or would, they were like, you're just not good guys. And, you'd see people turn on you and, I didn't really care. It wasn't a lot of money, so I didn't really care. I mean, I made $95,000 to be on TV and work my buns off for a year. And, to be fair, I'd have to fly to Atlanta all the time. It's just, I don't want to be like bitter and say that $95,000 is a lot of money, but when you're flying to Atlanta six times a year on your dime and staying in hotels and, it's like, ooh, whoopity doo. Cool. We got Nicki Minaj coming to to your party that you threw. Like, I don't want the party. Just give me the money that you spent to get Nicki Minaj here.
Yeah. Around that time, mainstream comedy around that time, like you had the leak of Colbert's emails where he was talking about doing whatever the Democratic Party ordered him to do. It was pretty much across the board. Like anything that was on, networks or even cable was 100% just Democratic Party line. And so, I mean, you guys were, I think, pretty fairly not even really political. It's just you guys, like you said, would lampoon anything. But that was just, again, too edgy. And so I think you guys were like an early test case, kind of like Alex Jones was an early test case for like mass censoring across a lot of spectrum. You guys got canceled and then you had like your subreddit taken down. You guys had your original YouTube channel taken down too, right?
Yeah. We got everything pretty much just completely leg swept. Jeff Zucker from CNN was friends with one of the assistants and I heard he had something to do with it. I heard it came from the way top, internally. Because, the president of the network was pretty cool with me personally, and he was pretty forthcoming. He's like, look, man, we're like a food truck in a mall, and I'm getting a note from the mall saying, shut it down. And I'm like, what am I going to say? You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? So I found it was pretty rough for a little while. Craft beer was my best friend. I didn't find a beer I didn't like for like 6 or 7 months, along with some other personal problems. But it got better after time went on. But it was pretty rough. We got everything pretty much stripped out. I was like, well, I'm going to go back to the car business or antiques or whatever. That's how it was going to happen. And pretty much everybody else, Chuck and Sam stayed pretty strong and was fighting it. I was just I was too angry to fight because I don't think I thought anything that I would have said, it would have got worse and worse and worse. And I would have probably canceled myself even worse. Canceled.
Yeah, right. Now, I think the best part of this story is that you guys kind of also paved the way in a lot of ways, like Alex did, with doing it your own way, right? So you guys kind of you retreated, you huddled, you planned, and then you have come back, right, with another season of the original show that was canceled, which I know you guys had planned to do this for a long time. So does it feel like kind of a vindication to come back from that?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, it comes from support from fans. You know what I mean? Like, people want to see it. I think it's helped people like deal with, when you're on the road, you meet a lot of people, right? You shake hands. We meet everybody after the shows. You know what I mean? Like, I want to meet the people who watch our stuff. It's simple. And you meet people who will tell you stuff. People will text you stuff. And this isn't some like whack spaz writing me a wall of text. It's like a real dude who was like, I was going through a rough time and I didn't know how to process what in the world I was thinking. And I've heard it a lot of different ways, but the sum of all things is, you get these sort of heartfelt messages from people, girls, guys, and you don't want to be like, when it's like when a star or someone you like just lets you down and they'll do just anything, you know what I mean? You don't, You're like, oh, don't do that. God, please don't do what I think you're going to do. Don't go start starring on ABC sitcoms and, you know, and doing whatever LA would want you to do. So as painful as it is to hold cameras and shoot, stuff out here in where I am as opposed to big budget stuff. Yeah, it feels great, but, it's, I don't know, it must be done, as Vince McMahon used to say.
Well, hold that thought. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with Nick Rushmore, Million Dollar Extreme and World Peace.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well-dressed. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest is Jay Dyer of Jason Ellis. Today we're talking to Nick Rushmore of Million Dollar Extreme, Perfect Guy Life, Scuffed Realtor. He's got multiple podcasts. In fact,
His podcasts have been blowing up all over YouTube. He'd recently had, both Shane Gillis and Tim Dillon on. They were talking about tell me about this realtor podcast that you have before we get into the conspiracy topics. How did you come up with the idea? This is really unique. I've never seen anybody like live stream dissing houses for hours and making thousands of dollars. Kind of genius.
It's the thing you needed to do. My brother's a realtor. I bought a few houses. If I drink a little bit, I babble a little bit too much about moving to New England. It's the best place to relocate to in the world. And, I don't know if you grew up in my house. Basically what we do is we just constantly just sling, MLS listings back and forth to each other daily. Lots of searches going on in my family, lots of conversations about it. It's pretty much all I talk about. It's my only hobby that I care about. Looking at real estate is free. Destroying it is funny and free. So my brother and I was like kind of tearing apart listing. My brother Jake Roachford from Rhode Island. He's a tenured real estate agent, and it's kind of all we do, man. It's just like I'm just a hobbyist with this stuff. I like buying homes. It makes me feel it's cool. I failed in it. I don't have rich parents. I've messed up. I've done an okay job, and I'm not telling you to go buy multifamily, and I'm not telling anybody to do a Grant Cardone thing. What I'm trying to do is basically just watch after the same viewers that watch our stuff and just make sure they're not buying production homes that suck or homes that'll just never, you know, watch the value prop that they're being sold, you know, and watch what realtors, because realtors can be scum. And, you gotta watch your back and watch what, the boomers are trying to feed you sometimes on when they're getting rid of the house that they've done literally nothing to. So, there's a couple of ways to uncover that, which we do, which we usually get to the bottom of on Scuffed. And it's just trying to help people watch out and not buy any crap houses that will, not go anywhere in value or sink or just open their eyes to something that they might not have seen because, I don't know, their dad was too drunk to show up to the showing or something like that. So I'll be their remote dad, their proxy.
Internet daddy, that's nice. Speaking of, I don't know if you've ever heard of Lovejoy, but my mom, when I went to be on PGL with you guys, which is Perfect Guy Life podcast that Nick does with Sam and Charles, I was talking to my mom about you, and I was explaining, well, he does like this house stuff, and then he also sells antiques, and like my mom thinks about like in terms of 80s, like, oh, like Lovejoy? Are you familiar with Lovejoy?
No, I have no idea what that is.
You gotta look this up. So this is like Murder, She Wrote, but like the antiques dealer who solves the crimes. Anyway, I was that's explaining, awesome. you're like a comedian version of Lovejoy. You could look up that reference, but a lot of the boomers in the audience will know this reference, but. To get over then into more conspiratorial topics, when I was up there with you, we had some really good conversations. We were talking about everything from Hollywood to Diddy to even the black nobility, which you seem to know quite a bit about that. But before we get to that, you had a brush with Hollywood. I guess we could say you were like Atlanta Hollywood, so to speak. You were kind of stepping into that world. Did you notice, like, wait a minute, this seems to be like totally controlled. I mean, I know they weren't inviting you necessarily to the Eyes Wide Shut parties. Maybe they were, but... did you start to get the impression that this domain is controlled?
Well, apparently you can't speak out of bounds. I mean, I wish it was more cut and dry where they were like, you're too fat for the party where you have to wear the masks. And I didn't get to, not be at the party, not get the invite. But, as far as, I just think it's like things that are out of bounds or projects that are going to get there. I think it'll take an assistant or someone on the inside that'll just be like, hey, this is, do you hear what these guys are saying over here? And it'll take X amount of minutes before X, Y, and Z gets either shut down if they weren't properly vetted. And then I'm sure it's like, how the hell did they even get through? How did they even get this far? You know, which I don't know. That was then. That was when TV was good. I think I was in the heyday of, I lived in Los Angeles when I was shooting in Atlanta. And if you remember, TV was on fire. It was Breaking Bad, 2010 to 16. I mean, that was, things were rocking and rolling back then as far as quality content. Now it's trash. Right. There's nothing of note of any note. And I think Hollywood, even the pitch, the way you pitch and the way you sell projects now, good luck getting a dollar out of them. You know, that's the new way. I don't know how it goes, but back then, to be censored is, ultimately to, you know, getting thrown off the air with ratings Yeah, I mean, it was proven. Like, I thought ratings were good. I thought you guys wanted eyes. I thought you wanted 1 million views. I thought you said if the ratings, because basically there's like a chart on your whatever they call that, your ratings viewage, and if it goes down and then back up, that's like the perfect thing they want. That show, because every show just goes like premiere is really good, and then after that it goes down, 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 down. And then at the end, that show's like, oh, the season finale is going to be crazy. Let's view it. That's usually like the guaranteed season two, you know, nail in the coffin. And we had that, you know, and the views were there. And I guess if you can do the right things and it's still like, I mean, what is that? What does that mean? You know, if you like view, right, why wouldn't season two? And
well, some people just not wanting the mess.
Well, since you guys were canceled too, a lot of like mega revelations have come out, you know, in the last 8 years, 9 years. Like we have, you know, Epstein material coming out. We have, you know, the mass censorship stuff with the tech platforms colluding with the government. When I was up there with you guys, we talked about, I mean, it even seems like Diddy seems to be like a mini black version of Epstein. It's like the same model of control seems to be everywhere. So, what's your take on this whole idea of New World Order in general? Like, do you think, have you always been conspiracy minded, or did you warm up to it, or what's your take on all that?
The boule, is that what we're talking about? I think they call that. That's what the black nobility is. I mean, I'm so far in now where I don't believe anything. I'm denying. I don't think Epstein is a real person. I don't even think that's a real guy. Like, I don't think there's a guy named Jeffrey Epstein. The four houses that he has don't match up. Like the one in Arizona is stunning. The one in New York's a dump. The one in Florida is a dump.
It's based on realty, right?
Like, no, the same guy wouldn't own these four properties. And if they were given to him, why did the four guys giving you houses for slaves, that not have similar taste? Now I'm confused. But to tell me that a guy, committed suicide, I mean, come on. Like, Diddy's out there with Nas on the beach. What's Nas doing with Diddy now, you know, post all this? I don't believe it. I just think we're getting taken for a ride, man. I think that someone's drinking blood somewhere. And I just think that it's all like, you know, I don't know the terminology. You got to remember, Jay, I'm the mayonnaise brained, construction worker end of MDE. So my verbiage is limited. Me no talk good.
That's not true. You're a silver tongue Mercedes salesman who spits at a million miles a minute. So that's not true. But
explaining Jeffrey Epstein not being a real person. I think Diddy, like, where is he right now? He's in the Hamptons. Like, no one ever goes to jail. Nothing. Nothing ever, always. Like, we know the stories. Nickelodeon's been running. Nickelodeon's on right now. I can go put on Nickelodeon and watch some cartoons on Nickelodeon. Dan Schneider, all these names that have been dropping around. No one's getting arrested. I don't like getting taken for a ride. If we catch them, I'm going to get them. They'll do 100 years. They do no years.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to sit here. I mean, it makes it sad. It makes it, you know, pisses me off, quite frankly. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, like all the UK royalties, probably like, right, they fell for it.
Yeah, it's there's, you know, there's two-tiered system of justice. The people at that tier never get in trouble, even though all this information comes out. It's totally verifiable. Do you think there's something, you know, we didn't really get into a lot of spirituality type stuff when we were up there talking. Do you think there's something maybe even demonic to this? Seems like they have to harm children, like they have to go after the youth. What do you think about that, like dark spiritual forces behind some of this stuff?
The more and more I sort of like get into it as I, you know, get into, you know, getting my God on as far as like, you know, life changing, growing as a person, right? As a guy. And, as I have kids and things like that, I'm getting more and more into it. Going to church and going to service and stuff like that. You start to see like, you know, nihilistic behavior, you know, hedonistic nihilistic behavior is all a part of the same thing, right? Like, oh, I'm never having kids and kids are stupid. And oh, why? So you can do drugs and like you can have sex and you know, like, wow. You know what I mean? How many times can you trip and do Burning Man? You know, and it's sort of just empty behavior that's sort of, And then the not having any problem whatsoever, like the, when the abortion arguments go like full celebratory, and then they, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when the abortion arguments, when they start to sell, like, I loved having my abortion. When you hear someone say that, I don't really care. I'm not getting involved in political arguments like that. But when I watch someone start to do stuff like that, I'm like, you're unhinged, man. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a gun guy, but if I like guns, I wouldn't be like, I love my gun. Oh, I love my gun. I sleep with my gun. I would expect you to call me crazy. I would expect you to call me, you know what I mean? Like, it's no problem with me if you said that. But the more and more I see, like, the sort of the vapid behavior, the celebration of it, or like, you know, Team Satan right now with Lil Nas X, Sam Smith. Yeah. Team Satan's real cool right now. They're getting bad guidance. And,
well, but like it's all like rainbow stuff. That's the weird part too. It's like, it's edgy. We thought that the rappers were all like, you know, misogynist, badass dudes, but no, actually they're all a bunch of compromised, gay dudes. Turns out they're all just gay dudes. So, it seems like a lot of things that we were sold, especially in the '90s, 2000s, it's all fake. It's fake and gay, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You know, it's not surprising that maybe entertainment, like you said, is also fake and gay too. And that's why every show has to have like trans characters, gay characters. It's like everything is monoculture. Everything is streamlined into, that form of, you know, culture control, I would say. Now when we were up there chatting, exactly. When we were up there chatting, you talked about some of the characters that you think maybe do have a lot of control. One of which you mentioned, like the black nobility, and this is kind of a classic conspiracy topic. What made you bring that up? How'd you get into that topic?
I think it's just through certain, just reading like old celebrity gossip websites would have certain things, and then watching behaviors in, like, I liked the NFL. I was a big NFL. I played college football. I liked it. And then I watched it just get essentially gayer and gayer. And I knew it was going to be, I knew it was going down the tubes when we were looking at like, all right, rookie Deion Jones is walking off the bus. What's he wearing? And I'm like, why am I watching two women and, you know, like, no, talk about how nice of a suit this guy has on. Like, we might as well watch him suck a lollipop on his knees. You know what I mean? Like, this is, it's football. It's football. Yeah. And then you watch all like these sus acts in the NBA and these, you know, Dwayne Wade coming out with a nail polish line. And, you know, it's just like, dude, what are we doing here? You know, like I don't get it. So that was,
remember they started that in the '90s too. Remember, who's the guy that married Madonna, the basketball player that, would always wear dresses?
Dennis Rodman,
remember he's, and then he ended up being like a State Department-ish type of person. He would go and meet with Kim Jong-un. Like, there's some kind of weird, you know, MKUltra thing going on with that. I mean, there's no way that that's like accidental.
Oh yeah. No, it's probably the weird high schools they get to go to, like sweet, soft-spoken Dennis Rodman gets corrupted highly and, you know, ends up being, you know, nihilism 101, gambling, sex parties, you know, infected. You know, I genuinely feel bad. I don't think Dennis Rodman from, I think he's from like small town somewhere. And, I've never seen it happen, you know, commonly before. You know, I don't really sell cars to guys that are like, yeah, I grew up in, Tuskegee, Ohio, and now I'm here with, red and yellow hair trying to buy a monster truck because I'm dating Carmen Electra and I have 90 piercings all over my, like, it's just, none of it adds up. So it's all as strange as like a school shooter origins when that stuff happens.
Do you remember, Marina Abramovich, remember all her weird performance, occult art that she was doing? And then now a lot of people don't know this. She's actually on the U.S. State Department's website as, one of the ambassadors for the State Department to Ukraine. So it's odd. Again, exactly. Why would she be in that role if there wasn't something, you know, deeper going on?
Yeah, cut your finger, 14, put your fish in your eye, spirit cooking, let's cook people, Will Ferrell, Lady Gaga, let's eat people, you know, freaks. And art world is more than likely a money laundering scheme, you know what I mean? Painting look at the Our World. I would like to see the Our World right now because I know like they're it's just not turning. But I would like to see the funniest example I could think of would be like an artist that, you know, whatever, the patsy that had to smuggle this, you know, buy a painting for, you know, $8 million to buy some weapons for a foreign nation. And now they're like going off the piece and they're like, wow. Tough market. And they're like, well, I paid $1 million for it. And like, no one really, you know. But yeah, Maria Abramovic, and she's a freak. She's probably, what do they call that? Free Martin? Is that, we ever heard of that? Free Martin?
No, what's
please,
that?
Charles Carroll is going to delve into this. But basically, in utero with cows, you can switch the genetics of, switch genders. And Free Martin conspiracy. I've heard it's the worst of the worst things to talk about, so I'm sorry to drop that here. I've heard that's the one that's – I'm probably going to get shot this morning, tomorrow.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, we've already kind of gone MK Ultra. We went full Rodman, so, yeah, might as well just roll with it. I mean, now you have kids. Are you concerned in terms of a lot of the propaganda, like how they're focusing on kids and where that's going? Like, that seems to wake a lot of people up. They realize, hey, wait a minute, they're actually targeting kids. This is more than just like libertarian, let me have my pleasure centers, go wild. This is actually like an agenda because they're going after kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you can run all the protection you can. You know what I mean? I have them in private schools. I interviewed well. I adore the management of the school that my kids are in, and, they do a good job. You know what I mean? They kind of understand what's going on. So well that I gave them my money, and for lack of a better term. I mean, I agree. It's a war. You know what I mean? Like just like rainbow flagging and stuff like that. But I think parents see it, you know, talking parents one to one, watching, it's nice to watch the general pop soften up a little bit or not harden up, I guess it would be, you know, and start to realize this stuff as a whole to where maybe there was someone a couple of years ago, you know, at the women's rights rally that's now saying like, hey, I can't have this happen. My kid doesn't want like gender affirming surgery. So please stop pushing that on her now or never mind the other problems that are coming along with like, you know, not even be able to learn a damn thing because kids are, you know, whipping, you know, backpacks at each other. You know, or the other problems in schools, but I'm trying to cover it as much as I can through good education, and I'll pay whatever I have to for it. So it is what it is.
What about some of the other sort of famous conspiracies that are well known? Do you think the Federal Reserve is a scam? Fiat money is a scam?
Yeah, I mean, look at where we're playing right now. I think it's just a matter of I think everything's a scare tactic, man. It's every 4 years we're like. Everybody's dying. I watch everybody around me get, oh, I'm scared. I'm changing things. I'm getting passports. I'm getting healthy. Have you seen the seed oils? There's a new enemy in town. And, I guess in so many ways, like I've been in such a long relationship with conspiracies, you know, since 9/11, since Zeitgeist, Loose Change, all the good documentaries that got us in 07 and 08. I think I've had such a long that, I'm like OG Hell's Angel baked. With this stuff. So I'm like, who's the new enemy this year? You know, and now it's, right. It's seed oils, you know, it's, but like, look at, Haiti, Laura Silsby selling body, you know, the people getting caught selling parts, you know, selling organs and whatnot. I don't know, man. It's just like, where do you even start to fight? You know, and then you go to, where are we going? You know, what's the contingency plan? Bunkers, other countries, Portugal, Poland. You know, Prince Edward Island, other countries with a P, Paraguay, Papua New Guinea.
I'm trying to think of one.
I
couldn't.
I'm generally nervous, now, but no, I, yeah.
Well, so, I didn't realize you were that. You're like throwing out the old school reference, like I forgot about Zeitgeist you're talking about, but I mean, know about Loose Change because, Burmese is a good buddy of mine, but, so you were awake to the Big Nine event that long ago?
Oh yeah. No, that one put me on the couch. I think that's what got me into comedic writing was the, probably the Zeitgeist doc. I was like, I think that's like when I just fell into like a depression. I, my company wasn't doing well. I was foreclosing on a house I bought and I was just like, oh man, what the hell? I thought I was doing good, but I probably just had it coming after living a wild 19 year old life. And then I probably had
some. Did you say Loose Change got you into comedic writing?
Yes.
Like the most devastating documentary of the history of America. That's what got me into comedy.
Now that's worth a chuckle. No, it was just like, you know, when you sort of like, well, if this is the world, it was sort of like, I'll either blow my head off or I'll write comedy. So, and then, that's kind of like the deal I made with myself. And I was like, I'll stop wanting to blow my head off. The second I stop doing whatever I want to do, I'll blow my head off. And it's been 15 years. So. Here I am.
No, there's something to that. I think people that realize how crazy everything really is, like you have to have this kind of like dark humor attitude about it or you would go crazy, right?
Of course. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Look this stuff in the, like if you knew that people were carving faces off during rituals, you'd drive to, you know what I mean? You know, I don't even want to say the words that you do, but you know what you would do.
Right? Yeah.
So you have to have this sort of like, you have to have that flywheel, you know, this buffer zone for things to like land and then for you to like analyze them without going off the rails, you know, with drinking or drugs or depression or just being like kook at the bar screaming like, you know, there's poisons in rum, you know, whatever that, you know, whatever people scream. I could scream Pearl Jam lyrics into my elbow.
The fluoride in the rum. The fluoride in the rum.
Yeah. It's in the Parrot Bay's loaded with carcinogens.
All right. I mean, so I saw you guys live in Tampa. It was a great show. You guys put on, I mean, one thing I've never seen, I've been to a lot of stand-up shows is, like you guys had multiple shows in the same location and everyone was like lined down the road. I've never seen a line of people. I think you guys were recently in North Carolina, right? It was a line like a mile down the road. It was wild. So are you guys touring right now or is that tour done?
No, we're touring. We're just going out. We're putting out dates every month. We're going to Maine. We just announced Maine. We're doing a couple of small venues that we'll go rock up in Maine and then Connecticut and we're going to Ohio. We're going to hit the whole world. And just keep going. We're having fun doing it. It's a good show. We're really happy.
You and Dennis Rodman are going to head over to North Korea.
Yeah, we're going to go to North Korea. We're going to talk about the Chicago Bulls. I'm supposed to believe that a foreign leader just loves the Chicago Bulls. There's another one. Loves,
yeah, and the guys that wear dresses and they'd be at, it's like his favorite, right? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Dennis Rodman wants to stop playing poker on the World Poker Tour and go to North Korea and hang out with, look at some cardboard tanks.
I did a video about like cardboard tanks and fake nukes in North Korea several years ago when you said that. But so where can people find the tour dates? What's the best place to look and see where you guys are posting that?
Sam Hyde Live. SamHydeLive.com is where the tour dates are. Our Instagram is pretty popping where we feed. We try to put on a good show that's very atypical and stand up isn't for everybody, but we want to make sure that no one feels like they're getting gypped out of a show. So we're trying to be as entertaining as possible.
And you guys have Nick and Sam's Perfect Guy, Perfect Clips, Perfect Guy Life, and then Scuffed Realtor is at the Perfect Clips site, right?
Yes, Sam and Nick's Perfect Clips on YouTube, and then mine's Chamonix, Chamonix, ChamonixHouse.com, where I sell antiques with my wife out of the woods.
I noticed that you got a lot of rugs, and then you've got like old Soviet propaganda vegetables, and like, what is that all about?
It's just anti-alcohol posters and anti-smoking and vegetable informationals. Informational posters are really like conversation provoking, which is usually a good thing for interior design. As all the interior design freaks on this channel know, you just need informationals because it's conversation starting. And, I think ceramic text is cool looking.
My wife was interested in it, and my mom thinks you're Lovejoy. So you'll have to look up, Lovejoy, he's basically like, I don't know, the Murder She Wrote, but he does it with antiques. So, guys, if you would, be sure and follow Nick Rushford. You can follow him over on Instagram. You can follow him. He's Thug Thief on Twitter. You can find him on the YouTube channel that we listed. I'm Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can get my books in the shop at jaysanalysis.com and also support Alex by going for the InfoWars store and getting those excellent products.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.